the Tiltcast, episode 205. Chubba Car. Go for it, number one.
This week we talk about Wasteland 2, Assassin's Creed Unity, Dragon Age Inquisition, Halo Chief Master Chief Collection, Binding of Isaac Rebirth, and Diablo 3 kind of consoles, and a little bit of Dark Souls.
Make it so.
Okay.
You're getting
used to the tough meat in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No. Oh, don't choke. Oh, don't choke.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'm choking on your neck in my mouth.
Is it? Yeah. Cough it. Cough it out.
Yeah.
Cough it out.
Like shoe leather. Like tasty shoe leather.
Listen.
It's like those cartoons that like cut off the bottom of their boot and put it in the fire and try to soften it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like that, huh?
Mouth watering because it tastes good.
That's really
good. You ain't lived after you had some nuts in your mouth. I'm just saying.
Those ones are freshly glazed, too.
Oh, salty and sweet. Oh, reminds me of the time I spent the night with Rusty.
Oh, that was a good night.
Oh, you guys just munch nuts all night?
I had some mayonnaise and some ranch. I had some ranch with my nuts. Oh,
that sounds
good.
Fucking disgusting.
Had a little lemonade to wash it down. So good.
I wasn't big on the lemonade, but hey, whatever.
I just have this mental picture of something completely not dirty but gross, and it's just you and Rusty with like two big bags of Planters peanuts and just slathering like mayonnaise all over it and ranch dressing and just mixing it up with a big old spoon and eating it like cereal.
That's lemonade.
So gross.
Do you have strawberry lemonade? Nah, I'll take that. So good. So, I'll tell you funny. Oh, we should record. We are recording, aren't we?
No, yeah.
We are recording?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Apparently today I was working a popcorn machine.
Oh, you learned how to do that.
And I didn't realize there were three switches.
There's three switches.
And the popcorn was getting cold, and I was like, well, we need to fill this up because there'll be some people coming in. And I went over, and I read the switch, and it was like, if you're not using it, make sure the switch is on. I'm like, oh, okay. And I look, and I see a little switch, and it's off. I'm like, oh, turn it on. Put it on. Put the popcorn and the butter in it, and it's just, you hear it like that, because I'm like, I'm good. 10 minutes goes by, I'm like, man, that thing is not popping yet. Was it that cold? 15 minutes goes by, I'm like, why is it not popping? And Josh was like, you're pretty. And I'm like, man, shut up, Josh. He goes, you know there's three switches on the thing. I'm like, there's only two. I go over there, there's this black one, and it says kettle heat. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I hit it, and it turns on, and I walk away, and I find my cereal. I'm like, oh, God, so stupid.
So you're just sitting there stirring?
Yeah, it was like, I thought, and here's the thing, the popcorn was delicious. It was butter flavored. It was the best popcorn I had. I'm like, I was just basting the kernels. But yeah, apparently I didn't know how to work a stupid-ass popcorn machine today. So, but I learned. Now I know how to do it. This will be my second job.
But yeah, you're a seed baster.
I am a seed baster.
I like it.
But yeah, no. So yeah, so that's what it is. I'm thinking about buying a popcorn cart and just like popping popcorn, just like walking the streets, just giving out popcorn.
People. I kind of want one for my house.
It'd be amazing.
Like for a party or something like that.
You would hate it.
In the '80s, we had the one that you would pour the cup of popcorn in, and then you would put the stick of butter on top. So when it was popping up, the steam melted the butter. So it melted on the popcorn when it came out. So you had like the extra buttery popcorn. And it was like a thing about as tall as the microphone thing there. But yeah, that was back in the day. My grandma used to always buy the old Redenbacher kernel. Oh, that's what we used to do. But it took like 20 minutes to make a bowl of popcorn.
That's 100% worth it, though. You cannot, substitute good popcorn.
You really can't.
Yeah, you can.
You're not a fan of popcorn?
Not a fan of popcorn.
Oh, I love popcorn.
Get stuck in your teeth.
Well, I have fake teeth, in case the viewers didn't know that.
No.
And I have to eat popcorn at a certain time of day. Because if not, my teeth get weak. And if you eat popcorn, the kernels go up underneath it and go in the inside of your dentures.
Or do you have to,
and
like,
it cuts into your jawline. So, the correct time to eat popcorn is anywhere from an hour after you put your teeth in to about 3 to 4 hours, because your teeth aren't that weak. But if you know you're going to have popcorn, then you drink stuff that doesn't have acid in it. You drink, like, water. Stay away from the coffee and the soda.
What?
You don't know if I needed to shut it up.
No? No, okay. You don't have to shut it? I mean...
But, yeah.
I invited her in.
She's in the bathroom, dude.
Oh, well... Yeah. You can stay in there for a second.
But yeah, but with fake teeth, I realize you don't get a chew gum anymore because the acid in that will weaken it. Caramels, out of the question.
Oh, why not?
Because it sticks and your teeth pop up.
That would be amazing.
No, because if your teeth pop out too soon, the fixative doesn't have time to turn into like a gel substance. So you have like crumbles and it takes forever to get it off because it's like napalm. You're like, ah! And you can't ever get it all off, so you have like this nasty film in your mouth. It's horrible.
Oh,
the world of dentures.
Yep.
It's gonna happen. But you know what, though?
I was stupid and take care of my teeth, so it's something I live with. Crystal, you're invited to come in here. What? You can talk about stuff.
You can talk about anything. We're talking about dentures.
We are. And popcorn.
Yep.
Because I have fake teeth.
Yes.
I knew that you had. I know, but they didn't know. And I was talking about when to eat popcorn if you have fake teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've had fake teeth for a little while.
I have.
No, you gotta speak up.
I have. It's alright, I can understand you. It's fine. You playing video games? Lately?
Come on in.
Except for my...
What?
Grab a chair or something.
You can fill in for Jason. And we'll tell you, you're a lot prettier than Jason.
What?
Oh, I was looking at your photo up here.
Yeah.
You look like a child bride. You look like that pervy uncle.
You do.
And he's like guarding you from the law. And you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. He gave me a gun. He's like, get off my land. That's what it looks like.
It's an old Western picture, and they're in garb, it looks like.
Well, look, he's got like all this money. Like he's going to sell you off on the black market.
Look at
I'm
that.
Just saying.
And
you can do better. You can do better.
We did that at the fair.
Oh, is that...
Yeah, that's one of the fair.
Is that one of those you put your head through it type things? Or no?
I'm still going to say he looks like
that. I had that dress on.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I'm still going to say
it
looks like a
pervy
uncle.
And it tied in the back. And you ever feel like you're a little exposed?
Yeah.
Like you're wearing a...
No.
Did you do it right when the fair opened? Because I've heard from people that work at those things, it's like, yeah, you pretty much want to do it like the right when it opens.
Yeah.
Because there's some not-so-sanitary people that like to just try on all the dresses.
It's just, yeah. You put the sweat...
You know what you should
like,
do?
It's
you
wet,
should buy your own
garb
and like show up and be like, oh, look, it's a photo booth, Paul. Let's get a picture.
Right.
But I'm still going to call him Uncle Peavy. That's his new name.
Uncle Peavy.
Uncle Peavy.
Uncle Peavy.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Peavy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But did you have a good time doing that, though? Looked like it was fun.
It was alright.
Good. How many years ago?
Probably 3.
Wow. Oh, how the years go by.
Yeah.
The child bride.
Right?
Yeah. The thing is I'm older than he is.
Ooh, robbing the cradle. Look at that. Robbing the cradle.
I'm older than
now
both
of you. Now the truth comes out. By only a year, though. Only a year.
3.
Oh, shit. Don't date yourself.
But he looks older.
He really does.
He
must have had a rough teenager, like, partying
That's
all
a
the time.
Rough teenage years.
Rough, like, he drank.
Yeah,
like
if you line all four of us up, it would be Jason, then probably you, then me, then Rusty.
What?
I think I look older than you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's just because you have a beard.
Work photo, you look a lot older than you are.
Yeah, that's true.
All I have to do is just look down, and you see this giant fucking bald spot I've got here, and I never
you
get
You should
carded.
Dye your hair gray. You could pull like the old man.
No.
So great.
No, see.
I need to
buy
a
I've been
big...
noticing how many more gray hairs I'm getting now.
I need to get a heavy gray wool coat. And get like some big thick black glasses, not like yours, but like old man thick black glasses, so I could pull off the scene. I just want to go to a restaurant and they're like, "Oh, sir, here." And I look and I see
senior menu.
Discount. Oh, I'm so wanting that to happen.
If I'm losing enough hair, shit, it might not be that much longer. If it goes gray, man, like I'm starting to get to the point where I don't even get ID'd for anything.
I'm getting to the point where they're gonna call me fucking the chubby fat Captain Picard.
Just, I have never once ever heard chubby and fat ever associated Captain with Captain Picard.
No, I haven't either.
Oh my god.
As soon as the front meets the bald spot, it's over.
Was it just like Chubcard?
Chubcard. Chubcard.
Chubcard. Chubcard.
Is that when Captain Picard plays Chubby Bunny? Regurg.
Oh my goodness! You could do like a
around a Twinkie.
You could do like a TNG, the 40th season episode, and have him as Picard, and then just walk in and like, "Damn, you let yourself go, Picard."
I can't even fit into the captain seat anymore.
Who was it? Which cartoon was it where they had William Shatner playing, and then he had the great big belly, and it was like the garter belt went flying. What's a Family Guy?
And it hit the screen that shattered.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chub card.
Chub card indeed. It got written down.
TNG, the Chronicles of Chub Card.
Oh man, we're spiking this bitch.
Woo!
Woo! Have a good old time.
Are you going to sit down? Or are you just going to stand up?
We've
got to
make fun of Jason while he's not here because he can't defend himself.
That's right. This is the time.
And he doesn't listen to the podcast afterwards. He doesn't like the sound of his voice, so he's not going to listen. So it makes it even better.
You know, it's funny as Earl likes the sound of his voice. I think
I really do. I love listening to myself.
Earl probably listens the most episodes out of everybody.
I really do.
Like, I proof it, so I'll like skip through about every 10 minutes and just make sure nothing happened crazy. Right?
Yeah.
I like listening to the podcast.
No, I don't listen to it either. So
I do. I listen to it all the time.
Well, I mean, it's because we already talked about everything that I was going to talk about. I don't want to rehear everything I talked about.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's all it really is. Occasionally, if I'm really, really bored because I listen to other people talk, but it's like re-listening to the episode, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you learn stuff that you missed.
That's
sometimes.
True.
Oh, true.
I do. That's why I listen to it, because I listen to the stuff that I missed.
Welcome to the guest chair.
Oh,
hey.
God.
We need to
Look at this.
We haven't even started yet.
Hey. It's like it got classier just by her sitting down.
It did.
Oh, class.
So. And here we are 11 minutes in, and it is the Tiltcast.
Woo!
Yeah!
And to my right.
Nas.
And across from me.
Earl.
And to my left.
Crystal.
And I'm Rusty.
Yay!
We got the intro.
We have a female. We have a female in our midst.
I almost forgot about the intro.
Yeah. See,
we almost didn't do the episode again.
Well, I know. Yeah.
I'm really glad to be on the show.
Yes. Well, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I didn't want it to be a drag. That's why I was saying, like, essentially what happened is I went to a show last night.
Yes.
And you guys were trying to wrangle together an episode last minute, and it didn't quite work out. And I was fine with you guys doing it on your own. I just wanted to go to the show I was going to.
Yes.
Like, really bad. So
I wanted you to go to that show because that's badass. Tell them what show.
Not everybody's metalhead, but I'm a huge Slayer fan.
Fucking
Slayer!
And I saw Slayer last night. So amazing. I'm with Exodus, which isn't bad. And then I saw him with Suicidal Tendencies, which was on my bucket list.
Ah.
So Suicidal Tendencies is a band I used to skateboard to. If for those that don't know what they are, they're a thrash punk band, real high energy band. They play a lot of punk. They mix it with a little bit of funk. They mix it with a little bit of thrash. They mix it with a little bit of rock and roll. They are very, very high energy when they're on stage.
Nice.
And they were really fun. And he talked a lot. The main dude kept talking about skateboarding. And I was just like, all right, just shut up and play. I'm ready. But I bought tickets back in July, and they weren't too bad. I mean, for a show for one of the big three thrash bands from the 80s. $47 a ticket really wasn't that bad.
Oh, really?
I thought it said VIP, but then I realized we went to this place called the Chevy Center in Oklahoma City,
yep.
Which is about 5,000 people. It's a little smaller than the Brady, and there's no chairs anywhere. VIP really just meant balcony, which meant that I had to just shoulder my way through people to get to where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
But it was cool because I got to hang with a guy that I hadn't hung with in like 6 years. He lives up there, and I realize that Oklahoma City really isn't that far away.
Right.
Now you gotta kick me when you're talking.
Well, your feet are there.
Well, they've been there for 35 years.
But I got to see a buddy of mine that I haven't seen in a while, and he's an old high school buddy of mine. And then I went with my best friend Brian, who's been my best friend since I was 14 years old. He's been up to both my birthday parties here.
Yep.
Drives the big old Mustang.
That's a nice Mustang, too.
Yeah, he's got a nice Mustang. and it is fast. We hauled ass. When you first, like, he's like, I don't really speed, but we went 85 miles an hour consistently the entire way up there, except for when you hit the city limits, there's like three cops and SUVs.
Well, yes, of course.
Like, right at 35 and 44, that's so we true. Just, you know, he's like, I've been here a few times, he's like, we're going to slow down for a minute. Once we pass Frontier City, then we'll speed back up, so...
But yeah, Where was it at?
It was at a place called the Chevy Center in Bricktown. It was
okay.
From here, because it's a. I left from work, which is not that far from here.
Right.
It took us an hour and 20 minutes. We were hauling.
No joke.
Way back, it took us about an hour and 40 minutes because we were tired. But I had a lot of fun. I didn't drink much because it was $4 for, or $5 for crap beer. I double-fisted a couple of them and I was like, No, this is just horrible. I chugged both of them. I was like, don't feel anything. It's not worth it. It would take me another $40 to even get to where I was even buzzed.
Yep.
And then I felt like my friend Brian would be pissed off because he was driving and couldn't get buzzed at all. So I just kind of held off on the beer. But yeah, I had a shitload of fun. They played 20 songs when Slayer hit at about 9 o'clock. They played from about 9 to 11:30. They played 20 songs back to back with a very brief intermission where he just said, how are you guys? Well, you know, we're in Oklahoma City and we're going to play a shitload more stuff. And it was just like they just bled into each song. Like they didn't even stop between songs for applause. They just kept going. Like that's just balls to the wall.
That's the way it should be.
And it was like I was coming in and Brian is like, it's like they're cut out of ice. Like I saw them back when I was 8 years old last time and they sound the same, if not better. Like they had. They're metalheads in their 50s. See Tom Mariah's big white beard looking like Santa Claus down on the stage. But that was, it was really, really fun. I had a blast. Totally worth that trip. It cut into my Dragon Age time, and I was willing to let it cut into my Dragon Age time to go see it, or my podcast time. Like, I love doing this, but that was one thing that, this was just a pit stop for them, and they don't come this way very often.
Right.
Like, I bought tickets 3 minutes after they went on sale.
Man, I told my boss about it too, and he's, and I told him when they went on sale, and he said he was going to get some. Never did it, and then I said as I was trying to work out the podcast yesterday, I was telling him that you were going to the Slayer concert, and he's like Slayer. He's a big fucking Slayer fan, so he had me look up the tickets, and they were up to like they were sold out.
Yeah.
And the last known price for those was like, just for general admission, was like 900, or not 900, but it was like 90 bucks, 96 bucks. So he was about to bounce out on me.
Yeah, there was like, a guy trying to scalp me some tickets for 200 bucks when I got up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck them.
I should have bought one extra one.
Why?
Just so I could have sold it right up front and then bought merch.
So you're going to... Gonna buy from a scalper? Just
no.
Bought an extra. Okay.
So I could have scalped one on the way in.
Fucking scalpers.
But highly illegal.
Right.
Hey, don't do this.
Yelling. Hey.
Don't do this at home, kids.
This is like those statements we make about not smoking or drinking or
don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
We don't do
kids.
Drugs anymore.
Well,
you have to listen to your body, kids.
Well,
listen to your body.
Yeah, listen to your body.
No, don't
kids.
Listen to your body because you'd be humping the sofa.
Or passed out drunk at a friend's outside a New Year's Eve party with a fan, and they say, oh, look, someone's got a new girlfriend. It's like, it keeps me cool. I love it. Either way, they were just jealous of her.
But yeah, that cut into my Dragon Age time, and I was okay with it.
Yeah. I didn't even play Dragon Age.
Yeah, I played some.
I didn't play it at all. Had it preloaded. And then I got the...
Oh, you're using Origin.
I have to use Origin because that's the only place to get it on PC. But,
listen,
I had
I'm
it
trying
preloaded.
To convince Rusty because there was a badass looking steampunk mage. He had the big old goatee. Jesus. He needed a hat. You could put cool scars on him. You know what he does? Takes the damn mustache off, gives him a little move to a pinch. Ruined the greatness that was the guy.
Well, I made two characters. So you went human mage?
Then he couldn't even, you know what?
I couldn't even save
him. He offended the game so much, the game crashed on him. It said, Claire Batcher, you ain't playing today. If he would have just took my advice and did as I said, he could have been playing it for at least 20 minutes.
I had a lumberjack beard on there before I crashed.
You took the greatness and ruined it, and the game said F you and crashed. I'm just saying.
What'd you name your character?
I didn't get to the name.
Didn't even get a chance to.
I didn't get to
the
name.
He offended the game.
So I went with two. I went with Nosferatu as my mage.
Nosferatu.
You're an idiot. Okay.
And then for my, because I created two characters, I wanted to try two out. I wanted to play the rogue again. The rogue in the last game was fun.
That's all right.
And I created a rogue, an elf rogue, and I named him Legonos.
Legonos?
Legonos.
See, that's better. All my guys, are either named. If I ever play any games, there's always three defaults.
I'm gonna name mine Twilight Sparkle.
You have three when I play. You either have.
You gotta check with. Was My Little Pony. You heard My Little Ponies because I think that's one of the names.
Maybe that's why
my daughter
made that.
Loves My Little
Are you a brony?
I am not a brony.
is he a clopper? That's the question.
What's a clopper?
Clopper is the very dirty, dark side of My Little Pony.
That's just we were not going to even get into that.
The cloppers are the ones that you don't want to be part of.
What is this like?
This
two
is
guys
you have
fucking
no.
In a,
you have
like
bronies. You have bronies who make it pure and nice. You have cloppers, which are the very dark side.
Are these like furries?
Yeah, they're almost like furries of the My Little Pony. They're the ones that draw the pictures of like the ponies doing stuff with each other, and they get dressed up. It's horrible.
Is it like that internet meme where it had that guy that's dressed up like a unicorn?
No, it's
not
Marcus Kelly.
It's not one horn, one love. It looks ridiculous.
It's not one horn, one love.
I'm not even gonna look that up.
But anyways, when I play the games, you either have, if he's a barbarian, you have Vandar Dracolich. If you have the cool thing where you can get like the scar, you can make the eye whatever color you want, and then he's like a badass sword and board guy. Then he's Cebu the Hellbringer. And then, then I always have the Songmaster. But yeah, Cebu the Hellbringer. I made, on one game I played, I made Cebu the Hellbringer. He had long jet black hair, and then actually let his eyes go red. And I made him dark, like ash skin, like you had. So it was like this just crazy looking, like ash skin, red eyes, like midnight black hair.
It's like Knights of the Old Republic 2 when their character appearances change a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could name your characters. That was Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
And he went like full on Sith, and he had like the red eyes, you know, on their
the
skin
Lord
cracks.
The Lord of the Sith.
Nostradamus.
when I played Dark Age of Camelot when it first came out, I played Albion, and I made Vandar Dracolich, and he was a Highlander. He had red hair. He had a big ass scar over his, what is that, the right side, and then he had a green eye because he had red hair. But yeah, and he was a big ass sword and board, and then he had a two handed sword on his back. But yeah,
Dragon Age lets you have a lot of customization options though. Yeah. I really like the mage, Nosferatu. I made this guy look like me, a skinnier version of me.
So douchey.
So douchey with a bigger beard, and then he had like the kind of the handlebar thing with the beard.
Oh, so amazing!
I was like, I really want mine to do that. My mustache won't grow like that. Like I'd have to really grow it out to really.
You
got to
grab it and pull it.
Did you ever at work, Jeremiah Burton?
I remember him. Yeah, Yeah, he had the tusks.
I tell you what, this is the picture that I want Rusty to make his mage, but he won't. But let me show
this
to you.
I can't even fucking do that.
Took the greatness of that mage and decided you were going to ruin it, and the game was like, oh, not so fast, Slim.
It's pissed off at me because I spent extra time playing Wasteland 2.
Hey, how far did you get in that?
I am up to fucking the beach, the last part, basically.
Okay, cool.
So, I got my...
What's
I just
your
got
Steam
the,
hours in that so far?
I
like
have
70
no
hours?
Idea, dude. It's gotta be...
They keep patching it, too.
Yeah, it...
Did you hear they're doing New Game Plus on it, too?
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, so you can play it again with your leveled up characters and keep leveling them up.
Is it gonna scale the enemies?
I'd imagine so.
I would hope so.
Yeah, John was telling me about that. It was a couple patches ago. They did New Game Plus. I just haven't had time to play game. And once I conquered that game, I was like, all right, putting you aside for a minute
yeah.
to get done with some other things. Because you're going to go in my top 10 this year.
I got back into playing that particular game because I started looking at my future for the rest of this year. I'm like, I've got Dragon Age Inquisition. I got that on pre-order, and I preloaded it, and I failed at fucking playing it. Then I've got Fallout, or not Fallout. Man, I want Fallout 4. Far Cry 4.
Oh, yeah, I have that, too.
So I've got that that's coming right after Dragon Age. And then what was the other one that I had to play? I can't remember. Anywho, it's...
You playing some Ass Creed?
No, I actually am not going to play the new Assassin's Creed. After seeing, I'm sure that they've patched it by now, but the Assassin's Creed...
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure, fine, fuck it. We'll talk about Assassin's
Creed. We don't have to go to a format today.
No, we're just
going to
talking
about games.
Here it is.
What?
So this is... Hold on, I'm getting it pulled up here.
What are you doing?
I'm going to show you this picture, if I can get it pulled up right.
You want to speak up? You can speak up. You don't have to be the quiet person over here. Say something.
I don't really... Play a lot of Steam and PC.
It doesn't matter.
Games.
You can speak
I'm actually,
up about.
I haven't played any PC games.
So the guy in the back is your banjo player.
Look
at that holy stage. Crap!
I know when he play. He has one when he plays on stage. He also does. I think
I am
violin as well. But he has this one where he has the
okay,
they all dress
well,
old timey. So he has one where he has the white shirt with the suspenders. And he's got this, like, intense look. I'll see if I can find it. But yeah,
you know, if I had
crazy.
A mustache that stuck out from my face, I would put a fan on stage and let it just blow.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Hell yeah.
Like, every time he hit solo.
He took a pose.
No,
and
every
like,
time he hit, solo, like, hit the solo, you just let the mustache just start blowing.
Oh,
here we go.
Man.
This is a better
one. It would
be
intense,
is,
man. That would be
wow.
intense.
Where's that? Here we go.
I can't sing. I can't even play a
you know,
guitar.
What you do is, like, while you do that, you have, like, somebody chopping a tree right behind you.
Oh, have you seen the, what is the new apple cider one? The one that has where they do, like, it's sweet but not too sweet, and they always have, like, the blacksmith or his arm was caught on fire.
What?
Something in Forge. Something
is
in Forge.
Is this alcohol?
Yeah, it's a new brand, but, yeah, it's
hardcore
on,
apple cider?
But there's one where the guy's cutting it down. He's like, sweet, but not too sweet. And the guy goes, boom, and he head busts the tree, and the tree falls. Oh, I gotta find it. Hold on. Something Forge. Smith and Forge. That's it. Ever...
Sweet, but not too sweet wine?
No. It's a hard cider. It's a hard cider.
An angry cider.
That's what they call
an
angry cider. Hold on.
Here we are, looking up the internet again.
That's what I do.
The meme master.
The meme master. Meme master. Okay, got
meme.
It. It's not Mimi.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Meme.
A certain friend of mine used to say that a lot.
Mimi?
Yeah,
it's
used
a
to
meme.
Slap said friend all
here
the
we
time.
Go. You. There you
it's
go.
Not
here's
a meme. It's a meme.
Here's Lumberjack. Hold on. Let me get to it.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Meme.
Well, I mean, it was one of those words that was not really pronounced, it was just written
just,
down.
I don't go. Know.
Whatever you call that term.
Here it is.
This is Smith and Forge Hard Cider. It's like Cecil here. Strong.
Bam!
But not too sweet. Built from apples, built to refresh. Smith and Forge Hard Cider. Made strong.
But it just headbutts that tree. And then they have the, here's the blacksmith one. It's pretty funny, too. I'm going to pull up here.
Oh.
For our people who can't see this.
Got it. Here we go.
This is Smith and Forge Hard Cider. It's like Emmett here. Strong. Sturdy. But not too sweet.
Blowing the fire off his arm.
Oh, but they and the railroad one's funny too because he's hitting it and he bends the railroad spike and he goes and just like bites it and holds it and like bends it back and is like strong but not too sweet. Yeah, you can buy their mug and it's amazing. That mug right there,
you can go on their website and buy it.
I want
it's
one.
Amazing.
Oh, I know.
No, don't even look.
So
I don't.
So what's the reason you didn't want to buy Ass Creed?
How do you not want to buy a Creed for your ass?
Well, you know.
Does it have to do with the frame rate?
No, not about
it
the frame rate.
It doesn't have ultra setting.
it actually looks stupid good.
Yeah, when the textures load.
No, the textures load.
No, yeah, except that when they all do load, there's like a 10 frame rate.
Yeah,
issue.
I got it.
So I'll tell you.
There's
a
lot of problems with Assassin's Creed Unity, and it's only Unity from what I understand. So
yeah,
the ones that I've seen so far is during cutscenes, like your character's talking with somebody else, it'll load random NPCs, which will like talk
it?
Over.
What was this on though that you're watching?
I think it's on all of them. I think it was on. I've seen issues on the Xbox, the PlayStation, and
you can't PC. Trust any of them.
So I'm gonna address that, but continue.
Okay.
You can't trust any media outlets. It's all hogwash.
I'm not gonna go there. I'm gonna go with an even compromise.
You realize that this is
media, isn't
it? What?
Whoa! Logic. Whoa! You can't trust the word I'm saying right now. Logic. I quit.
Don't throw that hat down. All right. So
I'm gonna drink my coffee and judge.
All right, judge. Judge away over there. Let's see. Facial textures that don't load. Freaky as fuck. Happens in cutscenes. Let's see. Jumping off of a location. You're supposed to be swan diving into, you know, a haystack or whatever. You completely miss. Go through the road and end up falling into the whiteness of the abyss. I'm sure that these have been patched, but these are like the day one bugs.
So here's what I did. I heard about day one bugs, and I didn't play the game because I didn't have internet when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I waited till Sunday when I finally got internet to play it, and the only thing that I've really noticed about it is it's got some bad frame rate in a few spots.
PlayStation 4, right?
No, I actually got it on Xbox One.
Okay.
I've been going back and forth between the two on what I'm going to buy stuff for.
The PS4 version, I heard that there was some really, really bad frame rate issues in certain spots with certain textures. So it was an indoor environment that I saw.
In a church?
It was in the church.
That same thing happens on Xbox One. I got in there, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it just
like
dies.
Like 4 frames a second. Yep. I was like, what the hell is this?
And that's not what you expect from a console. You know, you expect it to be...
I kind of figure it was one of those things, just like when he had Fallout New Vegas, and they pushed it towards a certain date and said, it has to be out this date, even if it's not ready. Wait, and I kind of feel like they did that to this because it's an annualized release. I feel like in probably a month, and, you know, I could be wrong. I feel like in maybe a month they'll have addressed most of this stuff. Most of the time that I've been playing it, I haven't seen any game-breaking bugs.
But my question is this. Why is it day one bug, what this man over here is talking about, and he truly hates it, but on a video game that I know he used to play, there was a bug in an instance that you could skedaddle out of. It was in a corner of a wall, and you could get out, and you would just rezone out of it, and you wouldn't die. Well, no one ever said nothing about that. I was like, don't tell about that bug. Don't fix it. Yeah. Oh, but people exploit the crap out of that, and they don't care. But day one,
Was that in that one?
No, I know what you're talking about. Was that the Mount Hyjal bug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one said, I like that bug. It's easy to get out of. But Assassin's Creed day one bug, and then everyone loses their mind.
No, I think here's why I think that it's such a big deal is because Assassin's Creed.
Buddy?
Yeah, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I think the deal with Assassin's Creed is that
it's day one. There's going to be bugs.
Well, here's the thing: we don't really expect that. You're like all the Assassin's Creed games that we played before were more or less ready to go once you played them. You know?
Pretty much.
And this one it doesn't feel like it's ready to go. I've been having fun with it. Like. Here's the things I do like. I've heard people bitch about the way that parkour works in this. It's just a little bit different, but I like it.
Okay.
So, remember in Assassin's Creed, normally you just hold down the parkour button, basically, and occasionally you just kind of run and, like, swan dive into things you don't want to swan dive, or just, like, get stuck on doors and stuff like that. This basically lets you, like, you could be holding down the parkour button, hit the edge of a roof, and he's like, whoa! And he stops, because you have to hit whatever the bottom button was to go down, or the top button to leap further. So if you're not holding any of those buttons when you hit an edge, he just stops.
He's smart. He's like, hey, I'm not going to die, buddy.
He just stops, which is nice because it sucks sometimes in Assassin's Creed, that traversal system. You'd be like running rooftop to rooftop and you just like misstep and he just like either like goes and just like sticks to something he shouldn't or he gets stuck on like a 3-foot wall or for some reason or something stupid like that. And this kind of makes that a little bit better. You have to think about it a little bit. But you get used to it, within 5 minutes, I was used to it, and I wasn't having any issues.
I knew about parkour when I had the ability to be skinny and do that, because it looks amazing.
I agree.
Until you see the fails, man. Just
watch.
That's
okay.
Some of the fails.
Well, there's anything really you have to master.
Crappy fails.
Anything yeah. you have to master, there's going to be fails.
Well, these are fails like death.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Well, of course
bad.
There is, because you're
jumping
you're,
from building
you're
to
doing
building.
Things that you should not be able to do.
I will say, but like, so some of the things that, and I, this is actually kind of commenting on both new consoles and stuff. Mm. Like, it looks very next generation. Like, Assassin's Creed looks outstanding.
Okay.
One of the best looking games, probably the best looking game out there. It doesn't run as smooth as like Shadows of Mordor. That game is pretty flawless.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks better. It almost looks like a fucking painting. Like, cutscene to graphic is the same.
Excuse me.
Textures and everything else are just way over the top. Like, the level of detail in some of this stuff is crazy. That one church, I didn't expect that.
Mm.
There's a crazy level of detail in that. And I feel like they probably need to reduce the level of shading or something like that, that in order to make that work. I think they pushed it too far, or they didn't optimize something. And the same thing kind of happens in, actually, Dragon's Age as well. Like, not quite that bad, but there's been... It's not the same frame rate that you had in Origins or the same frame rate you had in the last one.
Okay.
There's a much higher level of detail in the graphics. They're using Frostbite. And okay. It might be a Frostbite issue, who knows. But that there's a couple... The like, even some of the cutscenes in that actually kind of slow down the animation. Now, actual traversal throughout the land, actually smooth as hell. Anytime there's a cutscene, it drops to about 25 frames a second.
I'll be interested to see if that still happens on my PC.
I'd imagine that you can, if you got enough RAM, it'll probably crank past it. But like, I saw some similar frame rate issues with that as well. Now, the actual gameplay of Assassin's Creed, though, it's in a, like, you know, it's in France. It feels very much like a big old like European city, which is exactly what I want to see in Assassin's Creed. Not like I've saw the major gripe is we're not in a boat right now, and it's not doing anything too different. That was the major gripe that I saw on the internet for the people who didn't like it. I was like,
there's no boat.
Yes, no boats, no pirates.
No pirate ship?
We're in a fucking Assassin's Creed game again. That's what I wanted. And
not a pirate sim?
Not a pirate sim. And like, the pirate sim is good. It's just not Assassin's Creed. It's not a, like, there's a sneak button in this.
What?
Yeah, you have a stealth button where he crouches low, and if, as long as you don't have, somebody doesn't have a line of sight on you, you're not seen. He moves quieter, moves a little bit slower. You can, like, crouch behind tables and stuff like that. A lot of indoor environments. That's something kind of new. Like, you go to a big building and slip through the window, and you are in an indoor environment.
Hmm.
That part is different because most of Assassin's Creed is just a big city that you can't go into anything, you know? Or it was like some of the other ones where they had certain spots where you kind of slip through.
Right.
But it wasn't anything indoors. And this is very much, like, if it's accessible, there is an indoors. And it feels massive.
Hmm. That's pretty neat.
The story on it is a little bit more hokey. I haven't gotten too far into it, but the story so far is essentially like it's like Abstergo's kind of went to end user. So they have a program called Helix where like people are beta testing the software.
Wait, so people are playing Assassin's Creed in an Assassin's Creed game?
Well, like you're beta testing.
So you're beta testing Assassin's Creed.
It's very, yeah, it's very weird.
But it's got some Assassin's Creed Inception thing going on?
Yeah, and there's this whole, like, thing where, like, I won't ruin the story, but basically the assassins contact you and say, hey, you need to find this certain memory before the Templars do. So they're kind of going back towards that story.
Damn them
more.
Templars everywhere!
But
damn, Dragon's Age! Now they're in the damn, you know, I think they ruined my game right here! I'm ready for Templars, won't let you play. Damn them Templars.
But, well, like, I'm 3 hours in, and, I mean, I'm ready to play some more. Like, most of the time, there hasn't been a frame rate issue. Like, a severe, like, game-breaking, I can't play this kind of frame rate issue.
Okay.
It's not, like, running at, like, the other ones ran at about 30 or 40 frames a second, usually, not 60.
No.
This one is running consistently. Consistently for me is about 80% of the time. 80% of the time so far, it's running at about 30. Which is not game-breaking or anything like that.
That's on a console.
And that's on a console. That's on an Xbox One.
Okay.
But it does look really good. I know they're running at 900p's. But you
900p's.
You couldn't tell. I mean, it looks better than any 1080p.
You're a princess, you could tell.
Yeah. But,
right.
But yeah, I mean, it just, like, again, I think part of me just kept wanting to take screenshots. I was like, fuck, this looks good.
And why don't you? Oh, you're not playing it on PlayStation.
I'm not.
Let that die, Rusty. Let it die.
Maybe I'll just record a clip like I'd ever do that. But
you know, also plays on the Xbox One and likes it. Your mom.
Oh.
I still haven't bought any.
I don't even have an Xbox One. My mom does.
Oh! Look at you bashing on something you don't have.
But I also played some
Jason
Halo.
Has one, and he's so jealous.
What?
I played some Halo Anniversary.
Halo Anniversary. Yeah, the
Master Chief one?
Yeah, the Master Chief Collection.
Okay. How is that?
See, that's she good. Caught that.
That's good.
She understands. See? She High understands. Five. Is Cortana in it?
Yeah. Well,
is she in a phone yet in the game?
It's Halo 1 through 4.
Is she in like a smartphone?
No,
like,
she is not.
Oh, man.
She's in a Master Chief helmet.
Just Master Chief picks up a Windows phone, goes... Cortana?
You know what's funny is immediately after playing that, I was watching a bunch of Robot Chicken while stuff was updating, because once I connected to the internet, like, I had a 15 gig download, and then it happened to be an episode that I DVR'd several weeks back, and it was the one where they have a Master Chief episode in Robot Chicken, and he's like, man, I really got a Wii. He's like, Cortana, you can't look. And so he looks down and, like, pees or whatever, and then she cops in, and he's like, oh, it wasn't big. I'm sorry, you didn't see that. So he sits there and talks to his penis. Trying to get it to grow. He's like, Cordata, come on screen. It was trying to score. I don't know. It was pretty funny.
Terrible. Oh my. But, you know.
Nobody's safe.
Robot Chicken is amazing.
Yes, Robot Chicken is amazing.
Seth Green, isn't it?
Yeah, Seth Green.
Yeah, Seth Green's got a great mind.
I think, he's so plugged in. I mean, Seth Green's basically our age. Mm-hmm. He's so plugged into everything that we thought was funny or could relate to, and that's
how he was. He left Ohm early. He was a nerd then. He's
been in Mass Effect and been in a shitload of other things.
So I was watching while we were doing the whole Deli Majigger this morning. They had on live on Kelly and Michael. They had the dude Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny
in Philadelphia.
Because he was promoting Horrible Bosses 2, and I want to see that movie so bad. And he was talking about how It's Always Sunny came about, and basically he was saying, like, they were doing, you know, pilots like what all people do, and they were sitting there, and he said him and his friends were like, hey, we could probably make a show that's better than this. So they filmed at his apartment and stuff like that, and then he got this call from Fox that was like, hey, we want to be part of this show. You know, it's going to be a great big thing. And he said he had to make the decision whether or not to go with the big studio or do something that him and his friends were going to do. And he was like, 10 years later, here we are. But I didn't realize he did so much on the show. He acts, writes, executive producer.
Yeah,
I was like,
Charlie does
damn.
A lot on
and
that
he
show.
He is hilarious as hell. But yeah, he said on there, he said FX has been so nice. They're just like, oh, go ahead, do whatever you want. He's like, are you sure? Do you even watch this show? Do you know what we do? Because they have some funny episodes like Let's Do Meth and just all these other ones that they've
done. They like push some boundaries. Like, they're
really
surprised
do.
That they let on TV sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I like the one where they did the one where it was like the episode making fun of Zynga, like with Farmville and stuff, where they were like all bartering for like... virtual credits and stuff like that, and they were all doing this stuff, and then like unplugged it, and they're like, wait, what are you doing? My virtual credits are gone. Like Danny DeVito was like the godfather because he had all this. They even did an episode where Danny DeVito got to do One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and he got to play the main character. Oh, it was so great.
They do some good stuff.
It's great. I just can't believe they just let him do it. And Danny DeVito is big into like on the back end too, so it's nuts.
Let's say Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yes.
I played some of one. I got about 2 hours into one, played about an hour's worth of two. I haven't got to three or four. They redid cutscenes in two.
Yeah.
One is the 1080p version of the one they did for Xbox 360 when they re-released that one. Mm-hmm. So Halo CE is basically the exact same thing. Does look quite a bit different. They have a button that lets you see the old graphics versus the new.
Right.
Well, that's kind of cool.
And it's like... Whoa, there's a big difference. Here's a big... Oh, they added a crap load of textures to this. But it's the same game. They just textured over the top of it. But it's pretty fun. The cutscenes they did were like Blizzard quality for Halo 2. Like, they are stupid good.
That's something. That's saying something.
But they got like over 100 multiplayer maps.
Well, yeah, because it's all the maps.
It's all the fucking maps except for the ones for Reach and ODST. That is a stupid... Like, that could be a Gauntlet title.
That's... Well, yeah. if somebody played Halo. I don't.
It's good. It's good.
I could never master the
slow running.
No, pistol headshots.
I'm pretty good at those.
Well, you'd think power armor, bigger fucking head, right? No, no. People jumping. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
What the hell?
What?
They don't even run. There's no dash.
I would be better at this gives you an idea of my first person shooter experience. I prefer Call of Duty hardcore mode, one bullet kills, versus unload an entire clip and a half into somebody and sometimes they die.
You can play it in I'm trying to remember the name of the mode. There is a mode where it is basically one bullet kill.
In Halo?
Yeah. SWAT. It's basically like it's if you hit in a non-crucial place, it's basically like almost all your health and then it's like one more hit, but obviously any headshot is an insta kill.
I'm in. I'd only play that though. I mean, you'd have to stop playing noobcore around me.
It's fun though.
It seems like that one dude that's always at the party that always talks about everything that he's done. That you try to get him to do them, he's like, "Well, I was just playing there. I hurt my knee. You know, I was. You know, I'm gonna sit this one out. You go and get me the next round."
I just think.
And then when everyone walks away, he's like, "Thank God."
I just think, like, for a Gauntlet game though, like the level of maps for that,
well, yeah,
is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and you could split screen it.
Not big into split screen either. Oh. I'm kind of what you gonna say?
I know,
so whiny. Oh my god,
I'm not whiny.
Just the other day, he was talking about how he was mastering the split screen. And he's like, "No, not my cup of tea."
It is. It is my cup of tea.
Oh my god,
even Gauntlet.
I'd have to have my own.
I told you. That's what I'm saying. He's like that guy that talks about. It. And then I'm like, "Oh, I got that right here." It's like, "Oh, no. I mean the other one." It's, "Oh, yeah, the other one too." No, you don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other one.
See, the reason Jason got the TV that we did is so that he and I could play split screen.
You were great on split screen when we played all the time. You were better than him sometimes.
And he had his own screen.
Even Call of Duty. When we played Call of Duty, she was owning it on the split screen. I don't mind playing split screen, but I'm not that good on split screen. But I'll do it.
So, like, early days of Gauntlet, me and Holly used to play split screen Left 4 Dead all the time because this made more sense.
Fucking stand.
It's not about you right now.
All right, fine. It's not about me. Fine.
Quiet. We're talking about split screen. You don't know nothing about this.
All right.
Go ahead. Split screen, Left 4 Dead. Go ahead, continue.
Say Borderlands. That's another one. It's good.
Yeah.
I play split screen when my son comes over on Call of Duty. We'll do like the training dummies.
Piece my hand.
What? Hey, you know, here's another game that I played that I thought might be a really good split screen game. So I went to Target and got the buy two games, get one free last week.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
And I was torn between getting Call of Duty or Diablo for console, and I bought Diablo as my free game.
Oh, really?
Good. That's a good game.
That on console is kick ass.
Yeah.
Really?
They said they've done a lot for it.
It looks different.
Yeah,
they changed the perspective, and it looks more 3D.
Okay.
Yeah, they did a lot. They revamped it a lot.
They changed the perspective, and then moving with a controller on that game is surprisingly really good. Like, stupid good.
Is it dual sticky?
No, not quite.
Okay.
Like, you use all your buttons for your different, you know, abilities, basically.
Different abilities, okay.
You aim with the right stick, and you move with the left stick.
Okay.
And then you can target lock on different characters. So for, like, your mages, you just target lock on different things. Or you can free aim with the stick.
Fuck is target lock?
You just like click your trigger and you lock on whatever you're pointing at.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It makes it great for strafing around.
I watched a lot of Let's Plays on that when they revamped it and stuff, and it's amazing what they
was stupid
target
impressed.
Lock in Diablo.
It works.
Hey, this is a split screen game. You don't understand this, dude. Okay, just let the man talk.
But yeah, Diablo, seriously.
Number two of my butt.
In console, again, another game that would be completely worth it. Now, Matt's going to be upset that I didn't get it on PS4. Mm-hmm. I actually got it on Xbox because I knew that Aaron has it on, didn't he?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was him and a few other people actually at work that have it. And I was like, you know what? I want to play a little bit of Diablo.
Okay.
I felt like that would be a really good game.
I mean, don't play it on PC.
I played it on PC too. whenever you're available.
Whenever I'm not in class. Fuck off.
Why is hey, you didn't bring up the best part about
split screen.
No, no, no. Yeah, that's you. Dragon's Age. On the computer, you were talking about it what? With the night mode.
The night. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's something to talk about.
What's that? I should tell
She's
you.
She's in here, so well, she'll be I should here tell too.
You. They have a sound option that allows you to change things like theater headset mm-hmm. stuff like that. There is a night option that turns. The bass all the way down.
Boom!
Nice.
I did not realize what, that's what that did.
Yeah, yeah, that's what that did. It turns that down so that there's not so much boom boom.
So at as night. I'm walking through the house, I won't feel the vibration of you playing your video.
That's exactly how he said it too. He goes, exactly "His what biggest gripe Crystal has is she'll be walking through the house at night and hear the boom 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 boom." Just say, "Hey, turn your game down." She's like, he said. I think he said something like, she's like that neighbor upstairs with the broom. Like, keep the noise down!
Really?
He did.
I did say that.
He did, after he bad-mouthed split screen.
Oh. Just remember, you're going to get hurt later.
Well, it's just like that, or like Wasteland 2, and that low, throbbing hum.
The throbbing hum.
It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what she hates that. Whenever I play that game, I have to play... music.
It's got some weird subsonic.
I have to play music. I turn Spotify on so that there is different booms.
Yeah.
I have it on fucking.
So she's
techno
not. So
or
she's
some
like,
shit.
Wait a minute. This is a different boom. He's not playing his video. Game.
It's no. A boom,
okay.
This boom,
is okay.
Boom. No, she can still hear.
I can hear and like this is hear the... weird noises.
It is a weird. It's a weird brown note, isn't it?
It is.
It why is
it
a brown
it's
note?
A brown
why you gotta, no, why you gotta be racist right now?
Look up brown note.
Why can't it just be a note?
It's the kind of note that spawns movement in your colon.
Yes. Look
like
up brown
if you
note.
Turn yeah. up a brown note really high, it'll make you crap your pants. Mm.
You know what? I don't need to
I don't
put
know
a color
why they did
it.
Why did
note.
They do that?
I don't know.
It's just
maybe
a note
to make you get up and move occasionally.
It's oddly relaxing for me.
That's what I was just thinking too. Bathroom. There's a good poo poo. You're a good boy.
Wow.
I have that. You know what? After all these years,
Mom, I've
on
never
my
done
receiver,
that for you.
I've had my 722 for about 6 years now. I still have that one protected. And my wife gets so mad at it. I'm like, look, it's World of Warcraft, South Park. I'm not deleting this. She goes, okay.
It's going to get
she
corrupted
gets that mean look
days.
In her eye. Like, oh, I'm going to delete it one of these days. And I check it every day to make sure it's still there. But, you know.
It's my favorite.
Because she hates two things in this world. South Park and World of Warcraft.
Oh, it's the two things she hates. Oh, yeah.
But I keep that thing saved all the time. I'll, like, watch it and I'll turn it on. And as soon as Cartman, like, it's saved on the part with Butters, where he's all like, you can't be the dwarf, you have to go home and change. And as soon as he's like, bye, she's like, and Urza'll pick up, I'm like, what's going on, honey? She's like, what are you listening to? I'm like, oh, nothing. She goes, are you sure? I thought I'm like, no, I'm not listening to nothing, I promise. I'm like, live TV in it. At the same time. No, I'm not, no, nothing at all, honey. But yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Not playing it.
Why not? I just gotta see. I gotta hear.
Are you
your
back
excuse.
In it?
I gotta hear your excuse.
Is Come he on. Back in it?
My excuse?
Yes.
Are you back in the
I'll
WC?
Do crack twice.
You better not be.
All right. Fist bump. Boom. Don't do drugs, kids. All right. So
that came out, and then it passed me by.
Yeah.
Oh, the release on.
Yeah, I posted on my Facebook the other day that I got internet, and then two of my old WoW buddies. Just have been harassing me about getting on
I saw
World
that.
Of Warcraft.
I
Matt,
saw
Matt
that.
And my friend Travis.
All right, so
here's
I had
thing,
one
though.
Worse. I had my old guildmates from back when I was playing in Cataclysm. They were saying, "So, who's getting Warlords of Draenor? Who's playing right now? And what you know, what classes and stuff like that?" And they're trying to get the band back together.
One more tour, son. One more tour.
I was part of that list. I went. Mute notifications. Hide.
I did kind of the same thing. Like, my old guild, like, part of, like, my not-quite-so-hardcore guild, but the, like, the ones that I actually talked to and, like, mm-hmm. had seen and hung out with in person, like, actually really got to know them over several years. People all tagged me in a big post as soon as they announced Warlords of Draenor and were like, hey, we need a tank. We need a tank.
Oh, they said, we're gonna call up. the old trusted standby tank.
Well, they probably got my friend Chris was a druid tank too. So I mean, they get that another. I know they're taken care of, but I know that I'm not going to do crack twice. And there are like 7 games on my radar right now that I want to play. Like I actually want to get to Secret World at some point.
Yes.
Right now, there's just so much out. Like, I haven't even touched, like, fucking Far Cry 3 or Far Cry 4.
Far Cry 4.
I have that sitting on my desk.
I don't really want to play it, but
I really want to play Dragon Age. And I'm going to just transition to that. That's at most of... Have you played anything that I need to talk about?
I've got to
step up on you guys, because if you guys did crack a second time, you could lose your teeth. I don't have any teeth. You can never tell when I'm doing crack. Ever.
You're
right.
There are plenty of World of Warcraft podcasts. We are not one of them.
No.
But you know what we are a podcast of?
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls. I'm gonna wait. So I've been grinding.
Yeah.
To get my stuff up.
Oh, you playing Dark Souls?
I played it for 2 days in a row.
Oh, wow.
I feel like an old man. I can't stay up late. Went to the painted landscape. That was a bad decision.
Oh, that's a cool level.
Because I took a wrong turn and I lost so many souls. But so I decided I would just grind the easy way. I did some of yours. And then I went into...
Put on your headphones and just let people fall off a ledge.
Yeah. And then I went to the part where you do go to the pain world and kill the little knife throwers. Yeah, and I'm building that up, and I got my stuff up. So I'm thinking...
There's an area right there where there is a crap load of people that can attack you all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come up from the rafters and everything.
There's
crazy.
From the rafters, there's the birds.
Mm-hmm.
There's also that area in the middle that has those big crawling dudes.
Yep.
Those guys are kind of hard.
Sometimes I like going up after you roll.
Okay.
What now?
What you say?
No, I'm just trying to figure out whether or not she's on the level or if it's going over her head.
Oh.
Keep going.
I'll do the roll because the little after you roll past the guys with the big swords, you have to stab them in the back because you can't get it from the front.
Mm-hmm.
Always
in the back.
I'll bow shot the little things that like to come after you, the winged creatures. I forget what they're called. So I get that. So I'm built up. I'm thinking at least 2 more days I should have enough stamina, enough souls to boost up my stamina enough that I can go back and try to take on the three kings to where I'm not like, oh, I can't move my sword. I'm so tired. Oh, so I'm thinking about 2 more solid game days of farming. Because
that whole explanation was just really, really gay.
You know, speaking of Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, I still have the 2 extra expansions I need to go through.
Yeah.
So that's another thing on my list. And, you know, other things, just before we talk about Dragon Age.
Right.
Binding of Isaac Rebirth is on PlayStation Plus for free right now.
What?
Highly recommend. Oh, yeah.
Rebirth, the new one?
Yeah, is on PlayStation Plus for free.
That's fucking crazy. That game just came out, like, not even a month ago.
That's PlayStation Plus versus Xbox Gold. Game for gold kind of sucks half the time.
Shitty. Pardon my French. I don't like to cuss, but shitty. That's why
you got that chariot game, and then what else did we get for free? I've gotten that Dragon Commander or the Crimson Dragon.
Just that Warframe or something.
Oh no, Warframe's
good on PC, but it's free regardless.
Yeah,
you got the one game you really liked that you played for a while last year. We used to always talk about it.
Warframe.
No.
Me and John play a lot of that.
No. The one that you played that you thought you had the map, and then you did more. You realized there was a lot more to the game. Dragonstone or what was that thing? We talked about it a lot in... Oh, what was that game called?
What?
I'm so lost.
Right before PS4 came out, it was on PS Plus for free, and you had already...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm talking about Dragon's Dogma.
Yes, Dragon's Dogma.
That game's good, too.
Yeah, that's the... You always talked about it, because you try to find a little Chinese man to play a game with, remember?
Is he?
I don't remember.
You're going even further back.
Yeah.
You're thinking about Monster Hunter.
Well, I used to...
That's on Wii.
Well, yeah. But now I remember Dragon Dogma, because you were showing me that you were going up a path. Yeah, but I want to play Dragon Dogma. I just don't have the money to play it.
You can probably get Dark Arisen for about $20 right now.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is my visit tomorrow to the mall, I'm hoping to yield the...
Oh, Volgar is good. That's on... Yeah. That's good.
Volgar the Viking, Chariot, Red Faction Gorilla. Is it Gorilla the one that you can get the
mech?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people like it, some people hate it. I was one of the people that liked it. Trent liked it quite a bit.
Wait, too. That's the dude that's rocking around with the fucking sledgehammer most of the time.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like the... When that PlayStation...
game, you can get a fucking... you can get a... a unicorn gun that you raise the tail and it shoots fucking rainbows.
Yeah, rainbows out the ass. Yeah.
All right.
What game is this on?
I know
Faction Gorilla.
This is like Dick Tits for me. All right.
Wait, no,
this,
not Gorilla.
Is it Gorilla?
Gorilla was the one that came out. Was that the third one?
Alec Mason, Minor Alec Mason on Mars. Yeah.
So well, there's three of them. There's Red Faction 1. Gorilla's the middle one, the one that everybody likes.
Gorilla's the third person one. Not the first person one, but it's third.
Well, now I'm getting lost.
It's oh, my God. I'm going to have to pull
a picture. He is like 90 miles a minute. Did you do drugs before you
shot him? Not really.
No, he's got two kickstarts inside him.
That's true.
And that bang Hellpoints.
I'm putting Dark Souls on our list for things.
Armageddon is the one that people didn't like.
Was that
That's
the newest
the
one?
Most recent one. Gorilla
okay,
is the
one that everybody liked.
Yeah, Gorilla is the third person
so
one.
So the unicorn gun was in Armageddon.
No, back
oh, it was.
Yeah. Oh, well, back
son
up.
Of a bitch.
What?
Why is it that when you were talking about the unicorn gun, you looked directly at me?
Because I said that's my dick tits.
Okay.
All right? That's the thing that makes me remember that game. You said dick tits for fucking Bulletstorm. I remember the fucking unicorn rainbows out of the ass
okay.
for that
game. The only reason that dick tits stood out... phrasing... was because everybody made such a big deal about the profanity in that game, and that was the term that was used over and over and over in different media outlets. Dick tits. This is ridiculous.
Oh, so if we had like an old Tommy prospector come in and he was mad at you, like you were worthless, he could be like, "You're as worthless as tits on a dick." Dick tits.
Well, I don't know if that's worthless.
Pretty much.
Wait, yeah, it would be
pretty kinda. Much. Because if you suck the tits, then you'd be a cocksucker. So
oh.
You don't want that.
Well, this is getting weird.
Yeah.
Going to places wow. I didn't expect.
See that you're as worthless as tits on a dick. Hey, somebody's home.
Speaking of which.
Oh, that's mean. Hey, we got your replacement. You don't need to come Ow. In. Bye. Thanks.
And... Have you met Jason?
He's not even in.
Oh, fuck
yet.
You. All right, so...
Good Lord, he ain't working on your time.
I'm just going to ignore you.
All right.
Go ahead, go.
Just going to walk in the room.
Whoa,
now
why
you're
are you standing,
standing
so close?
Why are you standing?
Why are you standing
why
so
is it
close?
Not
whoa,
close
whoa,
enough?
Whoa,
it's not close
whoa,
enough.
Whoa, what do you have tea bags in your hand? That dirty.
What?
Were you a dentist in a former life?
Are you saying that he drugs people and then does things in their sleep?
No, I'm talking about when I got my teeth pulled out, the dentist was...
Teabagging your face?
While he was pulling my teeth out, and I just had to shut my
eyes.
Were they
just slapping you right in the forehead?
He really was, and it was horrible. And I slapped
my just rocking back and forth, and there's just like
you look
speed
at the
bag on your forehead.
No, you look at the Cro-Magnon skull Earl has. And
no,
and you
no
lie. That takes a lot
is that
of
a new type of condom?
I think so.
What are you using tonight?
I feel like
I'm using a Cro-Magnon.
Man, I feel like Jason needs to buy me lunch or something.
You put it on your fist.
It goes this far.
Oh, what was it? Off of Key and Peele, whenever he was talking about it, he was like a baby arm holding an apple. And he's like, whoa, wait a minute here. I don't really appreciate you describing that as a baby arm holding an apple. That's what it looked like.
I have actually seen that episode.
Yeah.
They're pretty hit and miss with me, but sometimes they are.
He's
pretty
like, he's like, oh, I get it. I'm not repressed. I'm just an asshole. That was the funny part of the whole video.
So, going on to games again.
Right? What were we talking about? Games. Oh,
Inquisition.
Yeah. Yes, Inquisition.
I was building up to that.
Ooh, was it of the Spanish variety?
Not quite.
Damn it. Because no one expects that.
I'm still trying to figure out how to import stuff from other games. Apparently there's something you can import, but I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like...
There was something about a game state that... I saw.
And I don't know how to do that, but I want to figure out more about it. You had to log onto a website, and I just wanted to jump into the game because,
you know,
Legonauts needed to kill some fucks.
Legonauts had an itchy trigger finger, and only cure was killing people.
But
is that what you're going to tell your therapist when they ask you? It's like, people need to be killed.
Actually, Legonauts is kind of a badass. The stealth character, or the rogue, is...
Of course he is, when you're on easy mode.
The Rouge. I don't play it on easy, I'm playing it on hard.
The Rouge is no match for the Human Mage, okay? So let's get that straight.
Okay, so...
You got some info on this?
I got some info on this. How does this work? It's from freaking answers.com.
Well, they're reliable.
You can set up a game world for Dragon Age Inquisition using a Dragon Age Keep web using the Dragon Age Keep website, which allows you to import the world state from Dragon Age, the previous two Dragon Ages.
Oh fuck! I gotta start over.
So
I gotta figure out how to do that
because there's a lot of stuff that happens.
There's a lot of decisions.
You says that you can import it. Remember, because right. You got that question right. Asked in the so, beginning.
I mean. The end of both of those games made a pretty goddamn big deal, especially the end of 2.
No sense to start over as a noob.
Because
well, I didn't get real far.
Well, he's not gonna be a badass then.
Because the decision to have the kid is pretty freaking key.
Oh, spoilers! Spoilers! That game's like 3 years old. Yeah, I haven't played the game yet. Spoilers!
You just need to get on.
That's
kind of, I know.
that's kind of vague enough.
No, it's not. It's pretty specific. Someone's having a kid.
Okay. I don't remember what I played 2 on. I played it on Xbox. I played it on Xbox 360.
I played it on 360 as well.
So, I wonder...
How does it move?
I'm going to have to go to the Dragon Age Keep website. Continue.
So, I'll talk a little bit about the gameplay on that without getting to the story. The long... You know, you're... New hero, not anybody. You're not a Grey Warden or anything like that when you start out. When you're closing these rifts, and I won't get into that, but what I will get into is the stuff that I think is important to people like Dragon Age is the way that the combat plays out and the strategic combat, because it is very much strategic again. You can play it very action-based because you can set up, what do they call those, like, basically tactics for everybody, and it lets you go as deep as you did in Origins.
Okay.
It lets you set all sorts of different tactics. So, like, if I'm attacking this guy does this. If I drop below 30% health, this guy heals me.
Well, that's cool.
You can set all that stuff up. And with PlayStation, you hit the big middle button, which is the touchpad, and it freezes the game. And then you can set up a series of cues. So, like, I was fighting this boss battle. First big boss battle in the game. And there is a... You have to kind of... It kind of has an ebb and flow to it. It has different waves. Like, you got to do a certain thing in the middle of each wave where you can't be doing combat. You got to go do, it's not a quick time event, but it's basically got to go hit this thing. And I don't want to explain it because it kind of tell too much about the story, but.
You can do the thing with the thing and the one thing.
Right, but gotcha. Like, I have the party that I had set up with my Mage. I have 3 range characters and a tank, basically.
Ooh.
And so I have my tank that's up there taking the damage from the big boss. And then I kept having to reset up my guys so they don't get hit by all the area of effect. So I pause it and then queue them up to move to different positions and then attack.
Okay.
And then I jump back in. So, well, but while you're in pause state, you can hold down right trigger on the console. And what it does is it lets it start playing out in normal speed.
Yeah.
The actions that you did. And as soon as you release right trigger, it goes back to pause state. But it lets you free roam around the battlefield.
Well, that's cool.
And so it's really, really fluid. You can just you just switch with your D-pad to different characters. And then, so I set up a bunch of cues for them to go ahead and start doing stuff. And after I kind of got them in position, what I'll do is I'll actually just start free playing a little bit and actually doing the combat as I go. Basically, your auto attack is you hold down right trigger. And with a mage, it's actually a staff. You shoot your staff, basically. And then you have, in between, you can use your mana to cast bigger spells. So, like, I have Chain Lightning, which I've been using on bigger groups of guys, and I have one that does a fire ability that causes something to panic. So it's kind of like a morph you'd use in WoW, like, you know, a polymorph. But what you do is you fear them by setting them on fire, because that sucks, and it does a real big hit.
I know, if I got set on fire, I'd be very fearful.
And they just start hauling ass out of the way, and they're fleeing combat. And then I continue to use my Ice Staff against whatever I'm shooting at. Then I also have something that's called Immolate, which is not the same Immolate from WoW. It's a basically a big fireball that hits in the middle and sets a bunch of shit on fire. What?
Reminded me when I used to play WoW with Old Man Oscar K. He was an Ice Mage, and my friend would play the Fire Mage. So he'd hit him with the fireball. When he ran, you'd freeze him with the ice. And he's like, ugh! And you firebomb him again, and if he lived, he went to run you ice.
Yeah, Ice Mages are a bitch. But I have an Ice Mage in my party. Great. So I have an Ice Mage. It's also, he's split between ice and spirit. Spirit has the weird spells plus the protection spells. Cool. And his ice spell does this, area of effect that actually slows down enemies that go through it.
Nice.
Plus freezes one guy. So
he's able to freeze somebody. Firebomb him.
So I freeze one guy, I fear another guy. And then in between, I move my mage in and out of battle, which is really fun.
So much fun. You can just laugh because they go,
But and he also has an option, like Dragon Age 1, everything had friendly fire. You can turn off friendly fire, which was cool.
Yeah.
Because that was a pain in the ass. You'd set up the area of effect spell, and then everybody would die.
Just run into
it? I'd set up, wall of fire, and then all your guys would run through the wall of fire and die. Where you set oil plus fire and...
Because I played a mage and I was pretty fucking badass. I had Blizzard and the Firestorm, and I would put it one right over the other.
Yeah, and you just cast it in a room and let everything die.
Yep. And normally I'd be like, fucking stay. Have everybody stay.
The AI is way better in this game, so.
Okay.
And once you're in combat, it runs flawless. It's really cool to watch it froze, and then because the graphics are so cool, watching frozen ice sickles shooting across the screen is really fucking cool. The AI, if you set up a effect that required, if you hit somebody with the fire fear spell, if you hit them again, it'll break the fear spell and they'll come back into combat. Once I hit them with that, nobody will attack them until that runs out. So they will not break status effects like that if you set it on things. Now you can do it because I've accidentally broke my own statuses several times when I'm not keeping track. But, you can also set area effect spells it doesn't auto-lock to different things. You can either pick your targets or click your stick to cycle through targets.
Mm-hmm.
So, I could set caltrops from my archer that's in my party.
Mm-hmm.
He can launch caltrops out there, which I'll have the tank drag something over to an area. Once the tank's holding that creature in that area, cast caltrops on it. It's doing a slow damage on the guy and also slows him down or something like that. Then send in the rogue to backstab. Then, it's like playing a whole party of WoW. Just like it was before.
Nice.
But better. They've gotten the combat down better. And the environments are fucking huge.
The combat physics are better, too. I mean, if you block, it...
It looks like you're blocking.
It looks like you're blocking. And, you can actually get pushed back and the shield can get pushed away.
Yeah.
Yes, stuff like that. I saw the tech demos from back in the day.
There's a lot going into that game. There is a lot going on. But it's that pause combat stuff works perfectly. And it's fun to just, unpause it and actually, play it and let it play out and let them use their different, they call them gambits in Final Fantasy, but, use their different gambits to kind of, go through their tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then pause it again and then reset up your tactics again to do a different attack. But you can play the combat really slow or you can kind of just go back and forth, which is what I've been doing.
Nice.
But so far, that game is pretty badass. I'm
pretty
really
solid.
This is the Dragon Age game that I've wanted. But I don't, I haven't played a lot of it, so I can't make a final judgment call on it. But so far, I am fucking wowed.
Well, to answer your earlier question, so BioWare is doing it again, just like they did with Mass Effect.
Yeah, the
DragonAgeKeep.com is actually a online interactive story summary that allows you to remake those key choices.
So what you do is, if you remember what choices you made, you can import them
right.
So you don't actually import saves from any
games?
No,
you can.
What?
Yeah. No, if you go to this website, you log into to Origin.
Shit.
So I'm pretty sure that the original, Dragon Age Origins and Dragon Age 2, there was a way to log into EA. It's changed over to Origin. If you log in from those games, it will import your save states,
to
your game story to this. If you don't have them, which is what I'm doing right now...
Or you have a different Origin sign-in than you did for those...
Right.
You still have the interactive story.
What I'm doing right now is I've logged into my profile. I played both Origins and Dragon Age 2. on the Xbox 360, and it has not sent that information in. Now, what it's asking me to do is I can go to each one of the games, Dragon Age Origins and Dragon Age 2, and I can pick, you know, the individual story elements. Like, if you remember in Dragon Age Origins, you had Origins or 2? I can't remember. There was a situation where you had to choose between... you had to choose between one of your companions. One of them was going to die. So...
Did you let the right or the left one die?
Well, it's just...
Did you let the right or the left one die? I
can't remember!
And each choice does offer a separate context to help you... to help jog your memory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't remember the story plot behind the decision... There's additional
shit. I'm only like an hour into the game. I'm just gonna have to do that tonight and stay up all night playing.
This is tomorrow.
Nope.
This is the tapestry, and this is where everything is. So if you go to your hero, it will tell you. You know, you can pick your hero, choose your hero, and build it up, and you can tell whether or not at the end of Dragon Age Origins. You remember that you could sacrifice yourself.
Yeah.
So you can choose whether or not you sacrificed yourself or not. So, you know, in all of those different things, you can change in the tapestry. And then once you've got it done all the way through, then you can save that tapestry. And when you log into Inquisition, it will ask you if you want to load that.
I was wondering what that was all about. Now that I know what it's about,
I'm
gonna come
this.
Up with a new character name.
I'm doing this. Oh, yeah.
So what are you gonna make? What are you gonna make?
I'm trying to decide now. I'm trying to figure out.
I'm good. I'm glad I looked at that.
I really like that Lego nice
bright shiny Lego knots too.
Import button.
It's all
right. Hey, just keep like just delete Lego knots and recreate him.
Oh,
that's sad. You can't recycle the name.
No, yeah, you can't. I'm just going to have to figure another one out.
Nosticles.
Now, Nosticles is a never-dying Sith Lord in that old game. What, remember, he was a Sith tank, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, Nosticles was a Sith tank.
Okay.
There could be another Nosticles. There can be two.
You could sword and board. You
can there can always be two Nosticles.
Yes. God, I hope Lance there's two
Armstrong.
Nosticles.
Unless you're Lance Armstrong. Oh, you only have one.
Or
the eunuch from Game of Thrones.
No, he still has the other one. It's just in a jar.
You know what that was? Is that was that old emulator Nesticle. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was looking at that one day. I was like, Nosticle.
So if you redo this, what are you going to play? What class?
You know that I really like the mage because the mage ties into the story so well, and you'll realize that because there's a big thing with anti-mage basically mm-hmm. going on now. Because
he was like elves have been subjugated. Then he puts up the mage and talks about how you've been
Dragon
subjugated.
Age, you know, in the whole story, it was you know if you're an elf, you were looked down upon no matter what game you were playing.
And if you're elf mage, it was like
you were doubly looked down upon. Plus, you were hated by the Templars.
Elf or dwarf or the
Here's
big
my
giant.
Only thing. Here's like you can't I kind of want to be. I kind of want to be Canari.
But you can't be a mage as a Canari.
But you could be a two-handed warrior.
Now I remember having a two-handed Canari warrior, and I think it was two.
Yeah.
And he kicks some ass.
Yeah. So I need to know what you're gonna play.
It's just the spell effects look so fucking cool.
Yeah,
but it would be nice to have another melee.
I'm gonna play mage. That's just
the mage.
The thing about my story, and I can tell you from just looking at this, from Origins to Dragon Age 2, my both of my characters were mages.
Well, my most powerful guy was a spell sword. Like he was a mage, but he had some basic melee,
mm-hmm.
and I always enchant my sword with fire. But I also do a bunch of spells when things got up on top of me. I'd just start wailing on with a sword.
One of the reasons why I did that, especially with Dragon Age 2, is because when it came down to it, the spells themselves I wanted to have more control over because I had perfect control over it in Origins.
Well,
but in 2, I couldn't.
Sword. Yeah.
You know, I couldn't really control them that well. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to be the mage. I want to be the person that... is at that time I was a druid healer in WoW, so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna fucking heal and throw fire.
Yeah, I had a healer that I played as another character, but he wasn't my main one. Yeah. The one that I went, that I took into Awakening, was the Spell Sword. The Spell Sword was my, definitely my most badass character, because he wore medium armor plus some light armor, because he wanted to have the extra effect you got for wearing light armor. I mix and match that, and then, like I said, I had the big major fire spells, plus he had a little bit of melee. Mm. Things got close, I took him down with my fire sword. They were far away, I cast big old AoE spells. Just took shit out.
I just ended up, I remember having a fucking kick-ass staff.
But the thing about this one is the spells look so cool, and the combat is so active. Like, it just, like, when they are casting it, it's not just like, dude, like, you remember one, like, it was really goofy?
Bull.
Yeah, like, it's, he's, like, spinning that staff around and shooting shit and, like, doing acrobatics while he's casting spells. Like, they made the spell casting look really cool.
Sweet.
And the effects look really, really badass.
That cements it for me. I'm playing another mage.
Especially when it's frozen.
You could go with,
if you had
Nostromon.
No.
Nostromon?
Or you go with, Nostolf.
Nostolf.
Two mages. Nostolf! Look at that! Ooh, right there! Lord of the Rings, baby! I'm just saying, make you a new. There it is.
Boop,
there it is, my friend. You can make that mage. Bam!
You'll have to make him with white hair. You need a wizard hat now.
But he was a blue wizard. It could be blue hair.
Oh, did I remember?
No, they don't have the blue hair option. It's all natural hair color.
There you go.
They didn't have a mohawk either, so.
I just put in names of wizards in movies and fantasy, so I'm just pulling them up, trying to see if I can find an awesome one for you. So let's see. Here we go. Let's go. This one is
Saranos.
The seven most powerful wizards too lazy to use their powers.
Gandalf?
Dumbledore.
No, I don't do Harry Potter.
Okay, well, let me see here. That was number one. That was just the first wizard that was too lazy to use his powers. Hold on. Well, now that wouldn't be a good name, so we're going to continue from there. It was Skeletor, so.
Was that Origins? It was.
Are we at a point where we want to take a break?
Yeah, I've got some tapestry to look at.
Okay, I think we want to take a break.
Such a girl.
I know.
No, I'm going to be looking at it too. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some news. We can go play some Dragon Age.
Yes.
So yes. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Jason got jealous, so he sent his wife to bed, so he's the only one in here now.
Welcome back, Jason.
Woohoo!
Alright, so, yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What the hell's...
We're talking about news, Chabar.
News? Are we going to go right into news?
Or question.
Do you have the question? Because I don't have the question. Do you have a question?
Hang on, I got to pull the pages.
Responses from the question. Did you steal my fucking Kickstart, you cocksucker?
Yep.
You bastard.
I am.
You dirty bastard. You owe me one.
I am. Okay. Fucker. Let's see. Official page. Strikeout. Group page.
Oh my god. Tell them how to get there.
Sorry. All right, so we got a single response, and the question was... With us looking to get more into the video and streaming platform, what would you like to see? Us being us while playing games? Informative first looks or instructional? Eric Lankins was our only response, saying, good question. I think it would be best for all if you tried a bit of all that while being you playing games.
Okay. We could try that.
I agree.
I think we could do that. I mean, we still have a pretty big weekend probably coming up soon. The Extra Life thing. I mean, have you got that set up yet?
No, I can. It's gonna take me a little while. Can we do that? I can't do that this weekend.
Are you sure? Can you do it next weekend?
Oh, dude, why I mean, are you putting pressure on
them? The only reason why I say that is because I'm part of... I'm going to school, so I don't have...
Fine, we get it. You're going to school, okay?
I have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off next week.
The man didn't have internet till Sunday. He's got catching up to do.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry, guy.
Yeah, I literally just got internet.
I'm sorry,
why do you
guy?
Have to be so damn controlling? The man said soon. Just let it know it's soon.
Soon is TM'd, man.
I'm not tired of you.
Why are you always tired of me at this time of night? You just get cranky. Cranky old man. You.
Let the man live.
Hey.
Let the man live.
If Grandpa Earl wants to get a little cranky,
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
Listen, in my day, okay, we didn't have the intranet.
You know what? That is very important.
But
I figured out how to do it.
Yes. Because you and Alistair were not lovers. That's the only thing I saw.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, there is something that's actually...
We have news.
That we're not joking about.
News.
And one thing is Dragon Age Inquisition Matchmaker. And it says, love can be a difficult thing, even in Dragon Age Inquisition. At the start of the game, you'll want to create a keep. But which romance option should you decide to commit to? Should you go for looks, personality, or the things that I mentioned earlier? When it comes to choosing your dragon boo, this website is here to help.
So I'm dragon
gonna,
boo?
Yeah.
Really?
So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and this matchmaker will do the thinking for you. So, Rusty.
Okay.
You can defeat your enemies and slay dragons, but who would you shack up with? Take this quiz to find out. I am interested in women, depends what day it is, or men.
Women.
Easy. Yeah. All right. My ideal date, sparring in a forest, a walk on the battlefield at dusk, hold on, get some coffee, maybe a bite to eat, or stay at the tavern, end at the tavern.
Stay at the tavern and what?
End at the tavern.
Ooh, okay. Let's go ahead and spar in the forest.
All right.
Sparring is... is an innuendo for something.
When slaying a dragon...
mm-hmm.
Hold on. This thing is not letting me swipe over.
Simply, you just don't slay the dragon.
Come on, phone.
Come on, now.
I can't get it to move over anymore. What the heck?
Oh, no.
I know. Now I can't ask you the question.
He's having previous model
problems.
Well,
no. My phone doesn't turn anymore.
Oh, yeah. Previous model problems.
Yeah.
That's kind of like first.
How did you? Does yours do that? Do you still have the HTC 4G LTE?
Mm-hmm. Upgraded.
Oh, you suck.
I left HTC behind. I got tired of their screens dying a year and a half.
Where did you go to? Where'd you go to?
He went to Samsung.
I got the Galaxy S5.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got one. He's got the one that's just one newer than mine.
Yep.
Mine's perfectly fine, so I'm not going
to... I kind of want to get a faster phone at this point.
When slaying a dragon, then it has something else. So
S5.
It says, swing away with...
Or the
Oh, when slaying a dragon, my lover would swing away with me, stand back, I got this, do all the work because it's fun watching them survive, or be supportive of me.
Hack it away with me, man.
All right. Let's look here. When we eventually argue, I will win. Let's see. When we eventually argue, I will something. To win because I'm right. To resolve it quickly and move on to more important things. I don't know. It's an Inquisition. Or to have teleportation skills.
Context really matters here.
I know. Well, we're going to go
We're going to go with... we're going to go with the second one, which is resolve it quickly and move on.
My weapon of choice is...
You killed him?
Yeah.
You bastard.
So my weapon of choice is a bow, sword, dagger, or staff?
Staff.
Why do we always get these quizzes with Earl?
I know, right? Well, it's normally me
coming
up with
these. When asked about my past, something tactical... Oh, I moved the tactical camera to scope out my surroundings for better rebounds. Won't use it in time. I'm quick. Go into stealth mode and find the exit, or take the time to polish a good response.
Polish a good response.
Really?
Okay. Gotcha.
I didn't even listen to that one.
I've normally been keen to not having a type, elves or humans.
Elves.
Elves.
Because
no subjugation
when,
there.
Because no, okay. No, because when you do it,
your
you smell like
love
pencil.
Interest will be Josephine Montalyet.
Josephine Montalyet. I'm going to have to remember that because
she's the
Josephine's
oldest daughter of a noble Antivan family.
Okay.
Lady Josephine something
oh,
something.
Oh, she's a lady.
Eminent figure in diplomacy, forging relations with Grace. Something I can't read because of my phone and careful favors. Josephine has worked for years as an something royal courts in Thedius and is very familiar with Orlesian something or other.
Okay.
Possesses a good mind for administrative and understanding something. The Inquisition to its former glory is an impossible task. Something, something. Thetis, most influential figures. And that's what she looks like.
Okay, so basically...
I can't get my phone to turn to the side or I would tell you what everything was.
So basically, nowhere in there does it say that she would be like standing side by side while I'm hacking away at a...
No.
Okay,
apparently,
so maybe not.
Apparently, that's who you have. So,
all right.
Look for Josephine Montalyet.
Okay,
she's a looker though. She looks kind of fine.
All right.
I wouldn't
most
kick her out. I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating cookies.
Okay, cookies.
Because the crumbs.
Mm. Oh yeah, they you know they kind of
Cookie Monster needs
six
to
between.
You know,
I mean,
the last thing you want is a crumbs.
Listen, you're gonna pass. Listen, I can already guarantee you're gonna pass up Josephine Montalyet, and then you're gonna regret it in the end. Mm, don't you pass
monster.
That? Don't you pass her up?
Cookie.
I'm gonna crumb. All right. Anyways, all right. I'm done with my news. You ain't gonna take it seriously.
No, I do. I take
it's
it
very
serious.
Seriously.
It's very serious.
I'm done.
Oh yeah,
I'm done.
She's a one hit quitter. So.
Let's be honest, Rusty. Any woman you meet would be good for you at this point.
Oh!
All right? Let's just be honest.
Oh.
It's kind of depressing when
ladies.
Everybody's, when you know, when everybody's
Zinger.
Out and you're there standing alone. I'm just saying. It's kind of depressing.
Oh, fuck you. I don't do
you know
drugs
what?
Anymore.
I gotta say, just before we get really hard into news.
Right?
This Dragon Age Tapestry thing is badass.
Well.
I didn't realize that it created... over 50 characters in between 1 and 2.
If I played the game, I would have no tapestry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I
but I would go in there and I played it. And
just explaining
things.
A little bit about what I've been doing, and now I'm actually finished. It didn't take me that long.
Really?
Because I figured out how to find my characters that I wanted.
Well.
Once I found the characters I wanted, it imported my characters' saves or states from what they did from my PC games, from my Xbox games, and from my PlayStation games. And so it pulled in all of that data, so I have all these different characters. I played through the game a lot of times in Origins.
And fine, we get it. You played a lot of Origins, okay?
Apparently.
But
fine.
I'm just.
Go ahead.
But it's now I have a set path to import into my new game, which means that I'll be able to.
You'll have your history there.
It makes you feel good, though, because all that work you put in,
yeah,
that's going to add it.
I was really worried about that, and I was really worried about how they were going to do this. Now that I know that this is here and this is working so well. And then for the little things that maybe I missed, like I did change a couple of decisions on some stuff that I forgot about.
Uh-huh.
There was a couple like DLC missions for stuff that I remember doing and being like, oh, I don't really want to mess with this right now.
Okay.
So all stuff
right.
like
so
that.
So I need to know.
Okay.
The world needs to know when you create your new mage because Legonos is gone. When you create your new character, what is the name going to be? let us know right now. Everybody knows.
Nostolf.
Nostolf. Love it. All right.
Nostolf.
Nostolf the Great. And if you die, you become Nostolf the White. So there you go. Two things done. There it is right there, my friends. There it is. You got two characters to play.
Automatic resurrection. That's a level 90.
Oh,
I don't think it works that way, though.
It doesn't well, though.
It will in my game.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of well. I had to link my I wanted to link my Diablo account to my Battle.net account since I got it on console now. I noticed that it somehow found my old World of Warcraft account.
It said, "Please play."
Really?
Really?
Yeah. And it's frozen.
It's frozen. Well, it's going to say frozen if you don't have a subscription. It just freezes
yeah.
the account.
Yeah. I get those emails every once in a while, and I don't ever pay attention anymore because I got one and I was going to log in through it. I'm like, you know, I don't know if this is real. So I called Blizzard and they're like, yeah, you haven't played in 5 years. I'm like, yeah. He goes, do not respond to those emails. That's how they get your account information.
I said,
fair enough. So I don't ever respond to them. That says, like, you've been caught selling stuff, blah, 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 log in now.
I let my friend take over that account for a long time.
Ooh, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, Blizzard listens to us, remember? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a sponsor. Blizzard, I'm sorry. He doesn't know no better. By his friend, he means himself. please sponsor us.
Is there a thing in the tapestry for Dragon Age 2 to have Anders not kiss you?
Hey, let's talk about news.
Because I would really love that never to happen again.
So what I'm hearing is Rusty let him kiss him.
So what I'm hearing is
Rusty
kissed him. You're regretting your experimentation.
It wasn't an experimentation. It was a mixed signal. He made it wrong, dude.
What's
wrong with kissing another man, Rusty? Are you a homophobe? You need to not be that, dude. They are people. They are nice people. Nas kissed the guy the other day. Unfortunately, he was leaning into the mirror and he kissed himself, but still, he kissed a man, okay? And I think he liked it.
Oh,
I know I kissed myself in the mirror all the time.
Just say it. Just say it.
No, it's not.
You kissed a guy and you liked it.
I know I kiss myself in the mirror all the time. I'm like, I'll walk by the bathroom and like, well, who is that sexy man in the bathroom? Where did you show up for the party? And then we end up making out, and it's not weird.
It was all about the taste of his mead chapstick.
Usually he'll give me a nod and a wink and a kiss at the end.
So, speaking of stuff like that, you had that. Did we already go over that?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
What?
No, we didn't.
About what?
And you can't untake the kiss.
What are we talking about?
That sucks.
I know what we're talking about. Rusty, jump into that.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, jump into that like you own it.
Yes. This particular lovely fucking story from India.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
There is no Dragon Age Inquisition in India as EA pulls the RPG.
Because of gays.
Local obscenity laws are to blame because of same-sex relationships.
Apparently somewhere in
the world. But same-sex relationships isn't the problem. There's other things going on, too. Apparently, India has got this really, really strict law about being, you know, PC. And, yes.
Because not only... Not only are you oppressed with the caste system, but if you're the lower ring of the caste, you can't even be yourself. So you got that going for you.
If they pulled it, fearing the game fall foul to the country's increasingly severe yet vague laws governing indecency and obscenity. Do they swear? I don't know. Do they swear? Bang! Crumthar's cock. I don't know. Fuck, I don't know.
Spartacus. I haven't heard a reference to that in a while. Oh, you used to always reference that.
All right.
Your death will be avenged. Right, Paul, if you could do Alan Rickman's voice like off of Galaxy Quest, that would be amazing.
And say that same line.
Right.
Oh, my wife hates it because I will watch Galaxy Quest. I own it and I'll go to put it in and she'll say, what are you watching? I'm like, nothing. I'm just going to watch. She goes, if this is Mr. Holland's Opus or Galaxy Quest, we're going to have words. I'm like, no. She goes, why aren't you watching? I'm like, because I don't want to right now, okay? Whatever.
And
she'll look at me and she'll say it was Galaxy Quest, wasn't it? I'm like, you don't know. And then when she leaves, I cry in silent. Because I really love Galaxy Quest. I'm not going to lie to you.
Has she ever called you on the bluff?
Apparently my wife. My wife doesn't love Galaxy Quest. Oh, Home Fries. Apparently, I'm not allowed to watch that movie either.
Home Fries?
Seriously? With Drew Barrymore and the other guy.
I would not have put that in the same
calendar. Yeah. No.
No.
There's certain movies that I will stop everything and watch. One doesn't come on TV anymore, and we're not going to go down that path, because I don't want to be angry, okay?
No.
But if that movie comes on, it just stops. Kids, go. Go be with Mama. Leave. Do not interrupt me when I'm watching this movie.
Care Bears the movie.
How did you guess?
I know.
Damn it.
All right, so basically, it's not because of the same-sex romance. Mm-hmm. But there is...
And there's a baby arm holding an apple.
There's... The LGBT stuff in India is kind of crumbling at this point, so...
Unfortunately...
A lot of homosexuality stuff is recriminalized.
Unfortunately...
Seriously?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, in some places in the world, they're not a democracy. And I have no problem with anything, but I find it bizarre how here, I mean, we're a democracy, and that's a great thing, and you have your opinion, and that's great. I have my opinion, that's great. Everybody has it. Should someone be oppressed for how they live their life or something? No, I don't believe that. But you can't go over there and say, look, you have to do as I say. I mean, that's just the world. You can't impose your will on someone.
In this case, they're not. And it's sad. What they're saying is because India's laws are kind of wishy-washy on the whole obscenity thing, mm-hmm. EA said, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and back this game out. They refunded all pre-orders and everything like that. And it's...
I said be a rebel.
Well, the India's laws, they're...
EA because could they're lose up to, a lot of money if they get fined.
Not really, all about the money, not really, because what they did put in here in this article is that distribution of electronic materials in India that have been found to infringe the law is punishable by up to 10 years of imprisonment.
Yeah.
So, nobody on their side wants to go to fucking prison in India.
But that's what I'm saying. Not every place is a democracy, and I understand you shouldn't oppress someone for how they live their life.
Yeah.
And that's sad that there's places like that, and that's very sad. But you can't sit here and say India's stupid because you don't believe the way I believe. You know what I'm saying?
I've never
said
that.
But there's a lot of people I know, like at work, that believe that because they are part of the LGBT community. Like, well, India needs to just realize, and I understand you're upset, and that's fine, but you can't make them do what you want them to do if they don't want to do it.
We're kind of getting a dangerous territory.
Let's just back out of that.
But
to be honest, you know, when it comes down to it, BioWare's making a fairly smart, logical decision based on laws that are existing in a country. That's nothing to, you know, that's nothing to get upset over, or, you know, I feel sorry for those who in India were looking forward to the game, mm-hmm. you know, now they're going to have to, you know,
okay,
go outside the country and, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and shift gears now. We're going to go to, Far Cry 4. You know how Far Cry 4, one of the big things was that you don't have to own the game to play it?
Right.
And with PlayStation 4's ability to share, there was some confusion because if you don't have to own the game to play it and you have the PlayStation, you know, share, what is it, share play?
Yeah.
What's the benefit of having the keys to Kyret ability to hand the game off for 2 hours? So they specified what these things do. The keys will allow any one of your PlayStation Network friends to download Far Cry 4 and play a trial of online co-op without needing to purchase the game. They can play it for free, you know, so they can play that for free online co-op only. Share play is the ability to watch a person play a game, take over the controller, or play as the second player in games that feature local multiplayer. Far Cry 4 does not support local multiplayer though, so even if they don't own a copy of it, and you can only do up to 1 hour at a time with that, so it's kind of different.
It's not like it's restricted a lot.
Well, if you take over the controller, the original person can't play.
I know.
But if you give that person a key, then they'll be able to play co-op with you for 2 hours.
That's cool.
It's a good way to give people a chance to try it out.
Now, from what I understand, you get 10 of those keys.
That's kind of cool.
Is that? And I'm not. Are they? There's a consumable.
I've unwrapped the game, but I haven't put it in the drive yet.
Can you give it to the same person 10 different times?
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably not.
That would suck.
No, well, boy, I mean, that'd be exploiting it at that point.
Well, if you have that one person that wants to play with you, and that's the only friend you have with that system.
Yeah, but they're meaning this as a pseudo-marketing ploy.
Right, well, that too.
An easy way to demo the game for people.
Why can't you exploit it? I don't understand that.
Because they didn't want it to turn into Steam family sharing, where I've played full games on
it's only multiplayer. Why can't you go the same?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they want you to actually buy the game.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, what they're taking a risk already with what they're doing.
Yeah. So there's a couple other things here. Did anybody else have?
I couldn't find anything.
There was the interesting bit. It's not much.
Okay.
So, in Houston, last night. Armed robbers targeted a group of gamers who were waiting for a new video game release at GameStop in Northern Harris County.
Probably would have been one of the two games we've been talking about.
Northern Harris County is such a big place.
Around 9:30 p.m. Monday night, three men wearing hoodies and masks walked into GameStop.
Why is it always going to be hoodies?
Anonymous was there?
Wearing Guy Fawkes masks?
And held the employees and customers at gunpoint.
Oh, shit.
Suspects used a taser on one customer before robbing everyone of their money and cell phones. The crooks also took cash from the store's register.
Why didn't they just track their cell phones and figure out where they're at?
Good old Occupy GameStop.
The clerk managed to place a tracking device in the bag with the cash, but deputies found the device a short time later.
Oh, fuck. They found it.
On the highway where the suspects had thrown it out of the window, the customer who was tased was not taken to the hospital. Deputies are still searching for the three armed robbers. Here's the thing about trying to track the cell phones. Trying to track the cell phones takes federal judge's order to actually track the cell phones. So it'll take them a few days. And the cell phones have to be on. Carriers can't always turn them on remotely.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's several apps out there for tracking your cell phone. Like,
I mean, the smart person would actually pull the batteries from unless it's like an Apple device.
Yep.
But
or an HTC device that has a built-in.
At that point, I mean, if it was an Apple device, I'd go and say, you know what, I've got insurance. Wipe. I'll just go on to fucking iTunes or whatever, and it lets you do the remote wipe. Fuck you. You're not getting anything from me.
Yep.
Or you'll have my phone, but that's pretty much it.
Or if you're a smart Android consumer, you have Lookout on your phone.
Yeah,
and you just
or something similar.
White.
Yep. I read an article about, I don't remember which app it was, but you put it on your phone, and if your phone gets stolen, you can access your computer and hit the button.
It's called Lookout.
Is it Lookout, and the front-facing and the back-facing camera take a photo, and then it sends it?
Yep.
That's really cool. I like that.
There's a lot of those security apps. Not all of them are foolproof, though. I mean, if you on an Android phone, you can just pull the battery.
Avast Mobile will do it. Sprint's got their own.
That sounds like a pirate app. Avast Mobile.
Avast.
Must to protect against pirates.
Yeah, it's the
Norton Mobile has it.
It's the virus scanner that I use on my PC and on my phone, actually. So.
Yep.
I saw a thing. I don't know if it's a true app or not, but we watched CSI New Orleans. And there was an episode with a guy, and he was like the dude who's the Abby version off the regular NCIS. It was NCIS, sorry, not CSI, NCIS. He was like, it was like an anti-hacking device, and it would track and show you exactly where the thing was that was trying to hack your device.
A lot of that stuff is like dreamware.
Man, it'd be amazing.
Yeah. just like any version of any operating system in any TV show.
Yes.
Which drives me nuts. It's like, what operating system is that?
Yeah.
Genericware.
Yeah, generic.
No, I like Wi-Fi Vote has a lot of stuff with the window stuff, so they actually show the window thing, like whenever they're swiping to the left and stuff and all that.
It's that's product placement.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
most but if they had an app where you could track if someone's trying to like steal your stuff or hack into your stuff, that'd be really
cool. There's plenty of apps that'll just show you where your phone is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm talking about like a device like if it goes by you, it tries to access your stuff. That'd be kind of cool.
That's fucking like Watch Dogs type shit right there.
That would be kind of good.
Anywho, we'll not talk about that terrible game.
Maybe you should invent that app and kill a millionaire.
So, have you thought about picking up GTA 5 for PS4?
I'm going to wait for it to drop price.
Drop price?
$50.
A lot of people are saying the same fucking thing. But, because it is released on the PS4 and Xbox One, it is set to be UK's best-selling game for this year. Overtaking, or actually, the just best selling game, period, because of Black Ops.
The price is dropping down to $50.
Well,
I'd like it to drop to about 20.
Yeah, I mean, you've already played the game.
I've already played it and beat it. It's got first person mode, but it's. I've already spent $300. I've spent about $300 on games in the last week, so.
Yeah, terrible. Alright, so. But. If you have an account for GTA Online, I don't know if you play that online.
I never really did because I didn't have the heist in it when I was playing it.
Okay, well, the accounts aren't transferring for every player. They haven't got that transfer yet, working out perfectly. So,
not that worried. I mean, at some point I'll replay it again on...
Some people are worried.
I bet Danny's worried about that. He does a lot of stuff online at work.
They're going to be issuing a patch for the... for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 users, which will be available for download probably by the time you listen to this podcast, and that should also work for Xbox One and 360 users by the same time. So
I'm kind of waiting to see if there's some kind of sale on Black Friday. Like I saved back, got about a grand saved back for Black Friday stuff.
So. Oh wow, I don't even have that.
Do you know what happens after Black Friday?
Saturday.
My birthday.
Oh,
yeah, the Friday after Black Friday. Mm. Well, two Fridays after Black Friday.
I think he's trying to say something.
My birthday coming up. I'll be 36 years old, bitches.
36, Jesus Christ.
Excited about it. Or, in my world, 63.
So, have you played the Master Chief Collection online?
No, I haven't got a chance yet.
Okay, so there were some issues with matchmaking.
How's it look?
Pretty good. I was telling them earlier before you got here that the... I got into 2, and they redid all the cutscenes to where they're like Blizzard quality cutscenes now.
You said you could switch the graphics to see the old and the new.
I did that on CE. You could switch the graphics back and forth between the old and new, which is what you could do on 360 as well.
Cortana has not been imprisoned in a phone yet.
No, you know, just the helmet.
Just the helmet. So that's a plus.
At least she's nowhere else but the helmet.
Don't take a pee with her.
Yeah, don't take a pee with Cortana.
They were going since it went on sale and was released. There has been significant issues with multiplayer and matchmaking and general stability of the online version. I wouldn't fucking imagine, considering there's 100 goddamn maps, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to fix that up, but the fixes for that is I'm just saying, look, I know it's not possible to quash all the fucking bugs, but here I am talking about a lot of games that have bugs and have been released with these bugs, and I understand I'm going to give Ubisoft a little bit of credit. They have patched Unity 4 times.
Yeah.
So they have fixed a lot of the shit that I've been bitching about Unity, but those people that picked it up on day one and expected a finished game did not get it. So
I expect it to be another lengthy experience. I mean, I'm hoping to be done with this backlog by the end of next month so that I can have a game of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I got... Shit. Maybe that ought to be a question this week.
I just find it
funny. Are we talking about question yet?
We can talk about question if you want to.
Because there's not a lot of news.
Well, I got the 3-4 patches, and then there's one more. Destiny got a giant update.
Yeah, it's
2.44 gigabytes, and it adds Team Chat, and it adds the Dark Below content. and that rolled out yesterday, Monday.
I gotta catch up on Destiny too.
So,
what is the Dark Below content? Is that where you jump in a hole?
I think it's another. Is it a raid?
Let's see.
Is that the one where the girl jumps in the hole and they have to go after her?
See, I gotta catch up with Izzy because he wants to raid, and I gotta get like six levels.
That's just the new
content.
The
geometry.
Wow, you know this, right?
It's an expansion. So is that the first expansion for it?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Because that gives like a whole new area. And it's not saying a whole lot of other things. It's,
well, okay.
Yeah. It's just...
That's what I've learned about Destiny. It's just hipster WoW.
It's
a little easier to pick up and put down than WoW, though.
I still want to play it, but they've got to put it out on PC for me to play it. Or I get it, like, an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4, which...
For Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not holding any hopes.
I'm not holding any hopes either.
I spent my money on a Barf costume, so shit's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, at least games are over. Right? You don't have to buy any more games.
Well, I still have to buy Far Cry 4, because I still played on that.
If you're a good boy, Santa may bring you one.
Santa doesn't bring me shit.
Well, maybe you should start being a good boy.
That's adult Christmas for you.
Right? Now, I've got a thing. When you buy Dragon Age Inquisition on Origin, they were running a special where you get a $10 off coupon, and I'm sitting here going, coupons! I want coupons! So I can use the $10 off coupon for Far Cry. So that means that I have to buy it on Origin, which I'm not a whole lot of happy about, but I really don't like Origin. It seems inferior in all ways.
It's basic. Yeah. I mean, it serves its purpose, but...
But, you know, that's pretty much all I've got that is news on the Quick Fast.
So I got a question proposal for you guys.
All right.
And we can see if we want to run this or not, and if we do, we'll reword this. But, so at the end of the year and pretty much all the games out, is there anything... Let me try to reword this.
Okay.
I got like six. What games do you have on your backlog that you're trying to finish before the end of the year?
Okay, so.
Is that a good question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what games do you want to finish by New Year's? All right, so. I have to finish Wasteland 2. Okay. I am like fucking at just before orgasm on that game, so. I gotta finish that game.
Yeah, you got like 2 hours left.
Let's see. I will probably crack the fuck out to Dragon Age Inquisition and probably beat that. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to play through Far Cry 4, but I'm going to aim for those three as the big ones.
Jason? Do you like the question? Are you guys in agreement
on the
question?
I like the question.
Alright. Because games are done. I mean, we don't have any more to get.
The crew on December 2nd, that's it.
You're going to get that?
I'll probably rent it. Just see what it's like.
You tell me what it's like, and if you like it, then I may pick it up.
That's a racing game, isn't it?
It's supposed to be like racing all across
America. Yeah, but it's supposed to be like open world.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Racing. That's the one where you could drive from New York to San Francisco.
I thought about getting it.
Yeah, so, I think I'm going to rent that one and see what it's like.
I want to see what Oklahoma looks like. Tell me when you're driving through Oklahoma.
They have like one town, it's Coweta.
That's right. Blink, miss it, bye. And that was Oklahoma,
but
all
you can't
5 minutes.
Really blink Coweta and miss it. That'd be like Tallulah or Nowata.
Well,
it's not that big to begin with, though.
It's pretty big. Like if you go like. All right, this
we're playing Devil's Advocate. It's like it's like 5 miles.
Right.
It's smaller than Bixby.
It's not.
Yeah.
I would say
not quite as small as my hometown, which is really a blink and miss.
I'm just saying. I mean, video game, they'd probably make it really small. So
it's a video game.
So what else for you, Jason?
You've got one more. I know you've got at least one more.
You easily got one more.
Don't you have? Did you already beat Call of Duty?
No, he's still playing the multiplayer, which is still badass.
Being so close, you know, if PS3 ever ends up in the house, I need to finish Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my...
Black Friday sale is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I think we all are, dude.
We all are.
If I find one for $100, I'm going to pick one up.
Really, it's all kind of rent or buy. I've got to do Walking Dead Season 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't even touched it out.
Pretty good.
Fuck.
I still got to finish Dark Souls 2.
I got to do that quite. On Xbox.
Are you going to finish that for the end of the year?
Yeah. Let's see. Titanfall I played. I am not worried about doing Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. Meh.
Are you looking through the entire fucking list of AAA?
I am to see what I actually missed.
I thought that was like something that we're going to reserve for like the next couple weeks. Because when we do our game
I'm trying
to
go through and decide what I've still actually got on the plate that I haven't touched at all.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to go through the entire fucking list?
Basically that and The Wolf Among Us.
We haven't played that.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, I can give that. I mean, Wolf Among Us is what, like 15 hours, 16 hours, something like that?
It took me 18 hours total.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got.
What about you? What's your bucket list for this year?
No, I would like...
No Dark Souls?
Mine is Defeat the Four Kings, and that's not even this year's title. The only game I would say for this year that I would even have any remote of ever playing is not one anybody else would want to play, but that would be... WWE 2K15.
Okay.
That's fair.
If I get that for a birthday present from my brother or anybody else, then hey, you know what? I'll play it and see what it's like. I have the last Batman that came out, the one that had...
Batman Origins?
Yeah, the one that had...
Did that come out this year?
Arkham Origins.
Did that come out this year?
Yeah, it came out in the spring.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I have that one and I haven't beat it. So that would be the Batman one.
Yeah.
Or WWE 2K15. That'd be the only two I'd be able to do. That would be this year's games. Lara Croft, but I already beat that.
That's a pretty good game, too.
Yep. I love that game. I even liked the multiplayer on it. It was fun. So.
That's it.
That'd be the only two games that I complete because I own it.
Yeah.
But then the other one I don't own yet. But if I got it, I'd play it. Because there's a bunch of different options on it that I'd really like. Like, on it, you can relive the really big rivalries, and you can maybe rewrite history on it. So that'd be kind of cool.
But...
So, that's the two games.
But let's face it, there wasn't exactly a huge amount of game this year. My top probably.
Man, well, I got like 20 that are in my top 10.
That I had access to, so.
You played. Well, you and Earl probably played the least.
Yeah, my top 10's probably going to be from awesome to suck.
Well, then you just have to pick not 10.
See, right? my reasons are, I mean, I don't have the money to buy
games, that's. So. And that's fair. Yeah,
it's that's a valid point.
I mean, but again, I can review them because I have watched a lot of games, like on the Let's Plays and stuff, so.
I was waiting to get an Xbox One to play most of them, so I got a lot of catch up to do.
Mm-hmm. I'll say, out of the stuff that I need to finish this year, I need to finish Shadows of Mordor.
Yeah.
I need to finish Assassin's Creed Unity. I need to finish Dragon Age Inquisition. I need to finish Far Cry 4. What else do I need to finish? I need to finish Lords of the Fallen.
I need to finish Dark Souls 2 expansions.
I need to finish Dark Souls 2's expansions.
And work, and live, and probably take a shit once in a while.
Look.
And, you know.
Look. You don't need to do the other stuff.
You don't need to do the other stuff.
You don't need to
shit in a bucket, man. Poop in a play. Yeah,
that's in a bucket. That's at least 7 games I can think of off the top of my head that I have to beat in 6 weeks.
Right.
It's called
Far Cry 4 is going to happen, too. Yeah.
So I need to beat a game a week.
Think about it. Dude,
that's a lot of binging. What sucks with your work schedule? That's what sucks. But you got 3 days. You could probably do it.
Good luck.
But, so I have 21 days.
You wouldn't have
especially like RPGs. Go ahead and do that.
21 days,
60 to 80 hours. I mean, I did it for the last game that I did a marathon like that.
Oh, Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
8.
Are you going to go ahead and play through that? Is that a priority?
No.
Okay. I mean, it's the same game.
I'm just saying.
It's just like Diablo, like Reaper Souls. I want to play it, but I got at least 7 that I need to finish. Now, some of those games I don't have that much left, like Shadows of Mordor. I'm like 3/4 of the way through that. So, like, I could probably beat that quick. Lords of the Fallen, I'm only about 8 hours into.
I had a lot of other stuff come out, and it's good, but it wasn't great. So it wasn't. So it may not be. Like, I want to play a little bit longer and decide if it's a priority or not, and then back burner it until I get done with some of this other stuff.
I think maybe you should probably pick your top 4 or 5 and then add the extras.
Well, Dragon Age Inquisition is already shot way up to the top of the list right now. Even now over that you're able to stuff.
Import all your stuff, that would be
now. Well, well yeah.
Yeah,
that's why I want to finish really soon, because I want to go home and play it.
No, we're almost done, right? Yeah.
So, I really like that question.
Okay. So, did you get that down?
Yeah, so...
All right.
So, the end of the year coming up, what's your backlog that you're trying to get rid of?
Yeah. What games do you have on your backlog to finish before the end of the year?
Okay.
That's your goal.
That's easily worded. So...
That's your goal.
You heard us deliberate for 10 minutes.
There you go.
Right.
All right. So, that's pretty much all I've... God.
I was going to say, out of new releases, we just finished them.
Yeah, I mean...
The three big releases this week were Dragon Age Inquisition,
Far Cry 4,
and then obviously, Master Chief, but GTA.
GTA 5 for PS4.
Excellent
the next
game.
Gens.
So excellent game.
I had a buddy that was at
you
work.
You also have lost Little Big Planet 3.
Speaking of Steve-O... Steve-O now has Monday, Tuesday off. He's going to start joining us.
Nice.
Especially now that I'm in Broken Arrow.
Sweet.
Awesome.
He has no excuse.
Yeah. What's it, like a 5-minute drive for him?
Probably.
All right.
Bastard.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's playing it this week because he's like, I really want to talk about that next week. That and Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
So we'll have somebody that would have already been playing that could talk about it.
That's good because none of us are playing it, so.
Yeah.
We'll be able to play, or we'll be able to talk about Dragon Age Inquisition, like, pretty fucking hard to play next week.
It's not huge, but Escape Dead Island came out today too.
Dead Island's
Escape Dead Island.
Oh, is that the episodic one, or is that
what the fuck was that? I mean, it's like flew so far under the radar at this point.
It's the third person Dead Island spinoff.
That's right. Yeah, and it's the one that's cel shaded, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, is it PC only?
It is, PC, Xbox 360, PS3.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, you're right, until the 2nd, there is nothing else.
Yeah,
and
we'll
then December 2nd, you got the crew, so.
And we already heard us, Jason's going to pick it up, he'll check it out, decide if it's worthy of me and you playing it together, and if it is, then I'll pick it up.
Okay. That's
so
it?
That's pretty much it.
That being said, yeah.
We got Friends of the Show. Where is that where we're at? Did we miss anything?
I think that's pretty much good.
I think that's pretty much it. Find us at tiltcast.com. Well, I
guess. Go for it.
Never mind. Friends of the Show. Never mind.
Yeah,
I'm totally out of order.
That's all right.
This is what happens when I miss the first half.
You got Friends of the Show, you have noquarters.net, you have bmfcast.com, you have elsewhatspodcast.com. For the Love of Gaming, and I didn't miss any, did I? Except for TVGP.TV, they do great things.
And then find us at tiltcast.com, find us on Facebook and Twitter, /tiltcast. Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate us, please.
For those that have, thank you.
Right.
Yeah, you thanked me, because I was
find our
this.
Twitch channel, it's just twitch.com/tiltcast.
I will say this before we close out. So we are getting ready to do a bunch of video stuff. We're figuring out logistics. Once we do, if you follow our Twitter, that's where I post the most updates.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realize that Twitter is more mobile than everything else.
Right. And if I catch him on Twitter, I'll post it to the Facebook.
Yeah, so like when we do any of these Twitch feeds and then when we do the Extra Life thing, I'll be posting that to Twitter like crazy and blowing it up. I'll announce it the episode before we do it. I can't do it this weekend.
I
need to do a house party soon too. I just don't know when to do it.
Yeah,
I'm thinking sometime in December is when I was wanting to do it.
Okay, as long as it's not the first week or two
like
in December,
after your finals.
I gotta get through finals.
Yeah, after you do finals.
Not that my finals are going to be that big of a deal.
No, but I figured that way you'll have the extra time. You'll be on Christmas break, and then we'll crack out.
Yeah,
that'll give me enough time to get through game too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be done with Inquisition by that time, so we're going to have to figure out a different title. Anywho, that's a conversation for a different time.
Yep. So with that, we will close the show and we will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Peace out.
Peace.